Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Can you hear me?
Excellent.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, right. A vacay every day in the month of May on Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to do better. I've been practicing. I'm going to do better.
There she is.
Hi.
Hi,
old
friend.
Hi there.
Hi. Oh, hey, you.
How's your cute beetle?
How's your mother-in-law? How's your motorcycling? How's...
Hello!
How's your cell phone? I'm giving all kinds of clues here as to what we're going to be talking about in just a moment. Hello, yeah.
Hello.
We didn't have time for all the hellos today.
Hello.
Yeah, hi there, and so how'd it go out? Okay. Hi, Donna, Mike. Hi, Tony. How'd it go out there today, Mike?
Ducky.
How'd it go out there today, Buzz?
I thought it went swell.
Really? Once again, here's my good friend, Rob Spiewak.
How's your mother-in-law?
Just start reading what you wrote.
Yes, I have it right here on the piece of paper. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Please seek help. And all the ships are sea. Remember, it's the bleach that keeps them pink. Don Geronimo.
That's right.
And Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's all about the bleach. And...
Hello.
Hi, Julia. Hi there. Oh, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. We're starting today with Paul McCartney, and Junior's Farm, and it's the Don and Mike Show. Mike, a brand new episode on this 2C-05-0305.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hey. No, he's not retarded.
Howdy, Buzz, and
you.
That thing is stuck, Rob. You can call us.
Stupid machine.
You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636.
I'm hearing you!
From Canada.
Oh, my goodness!
And
shut up!
From Mexico.
Excellent.
Right. It's 800-636-1067, right?
Yes.
Yes, and you listen to WJFK?
No.
Oh, come on, you got to listen to WJFK, right?
No.
No?
No.
No. You know Michael Hughes, the general manager?
Yes.
What do you think of him?
I think he's a jerk.
A jerk.
If you're listening on WJFK-FM.
Oh, that is set.
You can call
him for Michael Hughes.
You can call us at 202-432-1067. Let's call them. Let's go, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go down to Junior's Farm, okay? Those are the phone numbers. The song will roll here because it's a good song and because I want to get right to what happened this morning.
This morning at motorcycle school?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I got the runaway bride fiancé. The guy, as you know, is just a tard. And he still is talking like the NASCAR guys.
Right.
We got all the tape of him, but even more important than that, even more important than 24.
Yes.
Wow. It's what happened today out on the Great American Road between two alleged friends.
Oh, we're still friends.
Yes, of Mike course. And Buzz. They're out there learning how to ride their hogs.
Uh-huh.
And
our little hogs.
Yes, mini hogs.
All I know is this morning at, oh, this thing's going to, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. There it is. Thank you, Paul.
I want to tell you.
All I know is that very early this morning, I received a call from caller ID, M. O'Mara.
Hello there.
Got the early call.
What about 8:20 or so?
Earlier than that, Mike. It was like 8 o'clock.
8, I think.
8 o'clock?
Yeah, that was our first break.
I
checked my watch, showed it was 8.
are we arguing already?
No, okay. Not at all. Okay. I think we're all in agreement, actually. I'm just saying, I made note of the time.
So Mike calls me.
Buzz knew I was calling you, too. Buzz was getting into his car. I'd getting something out of his car and maybe making a phone call himself. I don't know. And he was in back of me, and I knew when I was talking to you, I knew that he knew that I was calling you. I knew he knew.
I couldn't see you behind your movie star darkened windows, but I knew you were making a call.
You knew that I had basically sprinted to the car after the debacle that was the morning session.
I had a strong sense of that. Yes.
It was fascinating.
What was the debacle, Mike?
Well, no, I mean, there were many little it's a cumulative thing, really, and there many comical moments throughout the
doesn't like comedy?
Buzz, suffice to say, and I'm certainly going to let Buzz, you know, give his side of the day. But I found it to be Buzz amused me. Certainly, the most amused I was.
Do I amuse you?
Was in the morning session.
Because
I thought I was a novice motorcycle.
I'll just do the reset here. Mike and Buzz are learning how to ride motorcycles together. They're taking classes together. Buzz, I'll just tell you, Mike feels so confident in his presentation that he's already given me the number, the phone number to reach the guy who is the instructor.
I gave Don Tom's number, which I think Tom will be
he's a fair, even
tempered guy.
He's a good man. You know. I trust whatever he says.
And the fact that
I should have given him Dave's number.
I trust Dave equally.
Okay, fine.
We'll talk to Tom.
What's up, guys?
No, not that, Tom. But the fact that Mike has already supplied us with a phone number for a third-party account says, I smell hinky.
Right.
This is good.
Something's up.
What are you doing, Mike?
I'm making notes because I want to make sure I get everything.
I have no notes. It makes me nervous when you make these notes. My notes made you nervous. Now your notes are making me nervous.
And I think I've got all the four high points.
Four? There are four. Can't wait to hear them.
I think that's it. Let me see if there's anything else.
So, Kat, you got together this morning. Your lesson started at what, 6:45?
There are five things, actually.
6:40, of course. I just have one right here.
There are.
And Buzz is pointing
at my head.
To the inner government.
Right up here.
Computer. I just wanted to make sure I got everything.
Good. Five. A handful, as it were.
Oh, six. I'm sorry.
More than a handful.
All right.
Half a dozen, Buzz.
Yeah. You sure there's not a seventh?
Okay.
You want to take a minute? Think about it?
There might be more.
Probably are. Well, feel free to add them. There's no rule. You don't have to stick to seven.
And again, Mike's list now contains six, maybe seven items.
Uh-huh. All right, I have these on it.
Yours is one, just in your head.
I have detailed, but these headings would be the helmet, the throttle, neutral, the new motorcycle, colonoscopy, and Buzz threatens to quit.
Why does it?
That's a pretty
good. All right, but we'll take them one at a time.
That's a pretty strong opening statement, Mike.
Those are some strong claims.
Seven charges.
Not to the guys. It was more kind of directed at me, the quitting part. So it was kind of Buzz's way. As nice as Buzz is, it was, I think, Buzz's way of just telling me to kind of back off a little bit towards the very end of the session. Because I was being a little giddy.
You were.
I was a little giddy.
Well, as I said before, who doesn't like fun? But you were starting to discourage me a little bit, and I raised the question. The question I raised was, do you want me to finish this? I
think exactly right.
Something no, like
that. That's the one I couldn't remember how it was. That's exactly.
That's it.
Do you want me to finish this? And then I said something like, well, hey, you're the one that's kind of tied into the dealership with Rolling Thunder and all this, and you said something you should remember, Mike. You know, it was interesting. Well, we're going backwards though. That was kind of the end of the.
That's true.
That's before we broke
what
for the
led
day.
Up to that?
Okay, let's start with you guys getting together at 6:45 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, what's your mindset?
My mindset is probably similar to Buzz's in that I think we both were like little kids. We were tremendously excited.
And we both had a little trouble sleeping last night, but we were awake and we were excited.
Anybody went to bed last night?
Maybe
it depends how young we're talking.
I got
about.
Out so fast I couldn't check.
Yeah, I haven't checked yet. I haven't been back to look at the situation. But both of us early, much earlier than even the 6:45 time. Buzz and I both got there at I drove in from east wherever, and
right.
And we were excited, really, really excited to start. And
good.
The good news is these terrific instructors, which I think we'll both agree on,
were there
early, or you know, earlier than we were. And
sounding much too nice, Mike. Would you just get to, I'm sorry, I asked. What's your first item, Mike?
Oh, the first item with Buzz would be the helmet. Buzz had indicated to me between the last time we had class and one of the days when we were talking about it during the show, he had indicated to me that he thought that perhaps one or both of the instructors might help him out and provide him with maybe a better helmet than the standard issues. So
now,
we talked about this last week, right? If you don't bring your own helmet, mm-hmm. they have indicated that you have to go with the helmets that are used by thousands.
Lice victims.
With the classes that they have for the... it is the motorcycle safety training course.
Right.
Right. And
now, Mike, did you buy...
What's it say on the card? Because I want to make sure I get it right. The motorcycle...
MSF is Motorcycle Safety Fund.
It doesn't say. It just... It says...
No,
Harley Owners Group.
Yeah. All right. So he's one of the instructors. That's Tom. He indicated to us that these hats, these helmets are basically...
hats.
Are going to be...
ass hats.
Not only worn by everybody, but they're lime green, and they're kind of doofy. Would you say lime green?
More of a mustard.
Mustard.
Right. Yeah.
Mustard yellow.
Yeah, I love them so much.
Like brown mustard.
And so, that was my first chuckle when, I bring the helmet and Buzz.
So you purchased a fancy helmet.
Yeah, I'm probably, a little more committed to this thing because I'm doing this. I kind of horned in on this thing Buzz was doing because I've wanted to do this for 10 years.
All right.
And I bring a helmet, and Buzz, last week, or this, the early part of this week, had said, I think, I'm hoping maybe that, maybe they'll provide me with, a helmet that's not like the ones that you get when you get there.
Well, right.
Imagine his disappointment when not only do they not have a fresh, nice helmet for him, he's got to use one of the mustard green, mustard yellow helmets, and in order to protect his head from headlights, he has to put on a hairnet.
I should have brought it in. I still have it in the car.
Not, no tantrum, no nothing, but just I know him well enough to know that there is a level of disappointment in the fact that he does not have, the helmet.
Right.
And so that was a...
No, well, hold on, Mike.
Yes.
You had hairnet.
Yeah,
I did. And not the kind, not the netting kind. This is
the kind you would see lunch ladies.
Yes, exactly. Like that. In fact, I believe my words were, let's make lunch. As soon as
excellent.
But I will say this, it keeps your hair neat, and it prevents disease, although the helmets really seem fine. They didn't seem gross at all. And frankly, the mustard color, I find fetching. I actually like that. So I'm cool with the helmet. Don't know
yet. You looked cool in it, too.
And after I got a bit of a lecture from my father about motorcycles that, maybe I'm not buying one. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting to see. So I'm not maybe as committed.
Buzz's dad is not thrilled with the fact that
I'm here. I'm committed to the
Somewhere
parade.
Somewhere in my notes, I've got You mentioned that to me 2 days ago. Your dad called you over the weekend, right?
I talked to him.
Your line about it is funny, though.
Well, it reminded me of when I first got my bicycle, because his concern was at that level, be careful. But this time, the reversal, instead of being too young to be out there, his concern is that I'm
too old.
Which you don't expect to hear from your dad. Son, you're too old for that. And then the other thing was I got out of it by telling him that, Dad, I just want to do the things that you did, because I know he had a motorcycle, and that pretty much ended the argument right there.
So we how'd your dad look in his helmet?
I never saw him, and that was way back in the day. I was
it was
little
something
guy.
That was mentioned.
Hairnets weren't that sophisticated back then.
Yeah, they still had the netting.
Could you see Buzz's hairnet underneath?
Yeah. Yeah, you could see the lunch lady hairnet poking out. You could see it poking out from just underneath the helmet.
Okay. Okay.
And I, you know, that was minor. It wasn't the hairnet or the helmet as much as his reaction when they, you know, I really was paying attention to my own thing. So my focus really was just knowing him, just his little kind of look that he gave me, like, well, boy, I'm really glad they provided the upgraded helmet that I thought they'd bring for me.
It was mentioned. I wasn't banking on it, but yeah, I'd heard that there was a chance.
There's a chance they might bring him a shiny new one.
Uh-huh. But he had the old crappy one. All right. Yeah,
it was fine.
Mike, let me ask you, do you have anything you would like to say now?
No.
About
not
Mike?
Not at this point, no.
Mm-hmm. Mike, let's move then to item number two.
Item number two is the pre-inspection of the... We pick out our motorcycles. We're supposed to pick out the type of motorcycle, touring or sport or, you know, motocross, you know, off-road type of thing.
Right.
Type of bike that we're going to want to ride. And I pick out a touring bike, which is a little lower to the ground, which is more of a, you know, a Harley type bike.
Right.
Buzz picks up more of the, I would say, the sport bike.
It's kind of a standard sport hybrid.
Hybrid bike, and it picks out the...
Harley.
He picks out the sport bike that would prove to be somewhat troublesome.
Yes.
A little bit later on. And so they're going through.
Mike, you're loving this.
I can't help it.
This provided great amusement for you and I.
I can't help it. And I'm
Wait to hear the joke.
Buzz, you know that I was keeping it in check out there on the course.
Yes, you were.
I was having fun. And then after the, you know, the threat later on, you know, when he basically, how did you put it again?
You want me to finish?
You want me to finish? I realized that that was Buzz's way of saying, you know, just give me a little more support here. And I think I did when I was there. Buzz knowing full well that as soon as we got on the air today, all that would be out the window. So we go through the checklist of the motorcycle. We're one of the things we are supposed to go over in our checklist is the five major components of operating the motorcycle, which are the you know, the brake, the clutch, you know, the throttle,
right,
and
like
shifter.
I know
it's it's the shifter and the foot brake.
Uh-huh.
So we're going through all these things, and that is when a very key element of motorcycle operation that I even as a novice I thought Buzz might be aware of.
Are we leading up to a point here now?
Yes.
Is point number two?
It concerns the throttle, and that's the throttle. And this to me, of all the things today, this was my biggest laugh of the day, and I was keeping it in check. But this is when Buzz thought that the throttle on the motorcycle that you twist it forward to
accelerate.
To accelerate.
Isn't that the silliest thing?
Which,
can you believe that?
I almost fell off my motorcycle.
Last I thought I'd die.
Do I twist it forward to make the motorcycle go fast? And, you know, I mean, I just assumed even the most beginner.
We should ask people.
Oh
my goodness!
Do you think
Rosie would have known?
Rosie might have known. Yes, riding on.
I think he's going to take me for a ride in it.
Riding on the motorcycle with my newsman.
Oh, that is that.
But that one was, I mean, that's right out of the chute. We haven't even gotten on these bikes. We haven't fired them up yet. And that's when we're going through that checklist.
Yeah.
And that I'm already ready to keel over laughing. But I'm trying to keep it in check because it's like, so you twist it forward to make it go, right? And I, you know, as I said, I didn't laugh too loudly at this point. And
but I can tell.
I know it was a great start.
Let's be fair to Buzz.
Yes,
I'm
trying to be.
How long did it take you to grasp the concept that on the handlebar you pull it towards you to make it go for you? You twist the thing towards
I'll
you.
I'll back
to make
him
it go
up
forward.
On that. He grasped that concept instantly.
Once I knew
how long, Mike,
in a second. I mean, it was because, you know, hey, once it's not going forward, you're twisting it. He knows it's a twisty.
Yeah,
you know, he knows.
Once I knew,
you know,
and the truth of the matter is, I have never been on a motorcycle before. I mean,
right.
This was my first time to straddle one ever.
Mm-hmm.
I was a passenger on one, but I mean, as a driver, first time ever on a motorcycle.
So
I had always seen people, you know, make the motion with their right hand.
I'm sure it's a common mistake.
You know,
you're laughing.
And logically, it makes sense to me that if you're going to go forward, you would push the accelerator forward.
Yes, in the world of bizarro motorcycle riding, that's probably, you know. So that's how we got started. That, even beyond the hairnet and the green helmet,
But the joy it gave you.
I'm not able to grasp
it.
Instantaneously, I'm thinking, you know, and this is just the way we all are, right? Uh-huh. I'm thinking, boy, I got to call. I got to call Don. just with the throttle thing right there. And that was the big thing. That would really be the only move that I would consider a tarred move out there. You know, of the entire day, that would be the top of the heap. I don't think there's anything else that would be that significant. But there are, I believe, I have 1, 2, 3 more.
Oh, that's right.
Three more
there
things
six
on here.
Together.
Hold on a second. Now we're getting some calls about this. Hello, and you're only halfway through your list, Mike.
This is true.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, Buzz, way to go. I was wondering if you thought that maybe if you twisted it back, you'd find reverse.
I think that might have been a comment, you know. I think one of our instructors might have said, and we should remind you that motorcycles don't go in reverse.
Yeah, I know that already.
Get your wings, Buzz.
All right. Buzz is hanging in there.
Throttle can also be a verb, sir.
Now, Buzz, is it your...
As in grab by the neck.
Right. Is it your contention that most people would not know that?
I think it would be interesting to take a survey of non-motorcycle riders
and find out.
But I would think to go forward, you roll forward.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And show me.
Hello, Don and Mike.
In the direction the wheels turn.
Hello.
Rolling forward.
Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going, guys?
Hi.
Hey, I got something for Buzz. If he's worried about the helmets, I heard that Harley is having a half-off sale on all their pink helmets so it can match the sweater.
Stop that now.
Come on now.
Now we don't have to go there with Buzz. Yes,
there's no need. I mean, by the way, pink is this year's black.
Don and Mike show.
I'll think about it.
Does that mean you're going to start to hate pink people?
I thought Robert was the
Hello.
Oh, he might need another bleaching.
Don and Mike.
Oh.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, you tell your dad it's never too late to hop on a Milwaukee vibrator.
Is that what they call motorcycles?
I like that nickname.
It's the Harley Davidson.
Now, are you? See, I was going to ask
Milwaukee vibrator.
He's a regular Harley guy. He knows about motorcycles.
I like
what
that.
What we really need is somebody who's a novice and someone who's not listening to the show.
Hmm.
How about we call someone in management?
Yeah, very good.
Where I'd start. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to nominate somebody.
Go ahead.
That would probably be a good way to do a survey and to check.
I mean, and maybe it is more common knowledge. I just never had any reason to know that before.
And in fairness, I had a mini bike, so I've been on a scooter sat on a motorcycle and revved it.
I think our president.
You think President Hughes?
It
might be a good idea.
He was great on 24 last night.
He was fantastic.
When the big black president came in and the small white president said, I've terribly screwed things up. I'm just going to go in the other room now.
Is he in the Oval Office? No, he's down in the bunker.
He's in the bunker.
He's hiding in the bunker.
Okay, now. Let me see. Did anybody see him crawling on the floor today?
I saw him slither by.
He did. Well, okay. That's right, because there's the big ratings party tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Ann says to me, are you going to the ratings party? I said, I think. She said, I don't know who's going. She said, I know the salespeople have been ordered to go.
Yeah.
That's always good for morale.
That's great for morale.
Order the salespeople to go to the ratings party.
Well, maybe somebody gets sloppy.
Michael Hughes, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Please be honest. Have you been listening to the show upstairs?
I have.
Okay, then we're going to have to disqualify you.
Yeah. But you can ask him, though, if he knew, if he has any experience on the...
Fine with me. Motorcycles.
All right, Buzz, you'll accept him as a witness?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Michael, would you know if you got on a motorcycle which way to turn
the throttle
to make it go forward?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Have you ridden a motorcycle before?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Experienced rider, expected to know.
What about the first time you ever got on one?
It was a mini bike when I was about 8, and I crashed it into the fence and went to the hospital.
Okay, so you would have been an 8-year-old at that time, Michael. Did you know the direction to twist the throttle at 8 years old?
I didn't know much about anything at 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. Could you answer the question, please?
No.
You didn't know which direction.
You did not know at 8.
I would say no.
Okay, then Buzz, what I'm saying right now is you have the intellect of an 8-year-old.
Yeah, that's sort of the message that I'm getting, yes.
Buzz, I'm kidding. I'm here to defend you.
Well, I know, but that was sort of the point Mike was making. I think is why he mentioned the age.
I was
question.
Yeah, I was hoping for the comedic answer was yes, I knew which direction to twist it in, but then again, he's management.
Remember when you were 8, did you ever have the thing that went over your bicycle handlebar? and you twist it, and it made a motorcycle.
Yeah, I remember that.
I didn't have one of those either.
Yeah, I did.
It was a child's toy.
Never had any trouble with it.
An 800-pound Schwinn.
Michael, this ratings party tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it going to be a happening affair? Swank affair?
Swanky affair. I don't know that I'd describe it as that.
Fun, celebratory.
Swank, is that okay.
Celebratory, upbeat,
I think,
positive.
Heard that all the salespeople are required to attend.
We invited everybody who wants to come.
Will there be
if they like their job, they'll come.
That's the answer.
Will there be door prizes?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well,
I have a personal emergency at home, and
we're going to have a date auction. We're going to auction off dates.
Please understand, I'm a team player. I'm grateful for our ratings. I'll be there, but please know, American Idol does start at 8.
I understand. You're not the first person to tell me that.
Very good.
What time will you open the Calendar Girl kissing booth?
We're very excited about it, Michael.
I'm glad you're excited, Mike. I am too.
Absolutely. Okay. See you there.
We're all excited.
See ya.
Bye, Dynamite.
Bye, President. There he is, President Hughes.
Still President.
He's scarier to talk to than most of them.
You know, thank God he pulled through.
He has his own way. You know, every GM has their own way of dealing with it. His method is short and sweet.
I said to Frida, we were watching 24 last night. I said, when the small white president turned it over to the big black president, I said, that'd be like there's a crisis at the station. Hughes would call Ken Stevens to come back. Ken would have to come in, and
that's right.
Then Hughes would just say, I've screwed this up terribly. I'm just going to go down the hall now and leave you alone.
If it was Ken Stevens coming back, you'd see, just like Missile Command, as soon as he walked into the White House, you'd see the end.
Yeah. That would be an awful thing.
Flashing screen. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
Yeah. Hi.
You would think, as meticulous as Buzz is, that he would just maybe, with all the goddamn TiVos he's got in his house, maybe have TiVo'd West Coast Choppers or something, and just watched them, you know, hit the accelerator a little bit.
All right, this is not someone who's going to help us in this experiment, Buzz.
This is another experienced guy, at least it sounds like.
Right,
you're right, sir, I'm an idiot.
We need a novice, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Never been on a motorcycle.
Never been on one. Okay, my friend. Now, you've obviously heard the discussion.
When the discussion first started, I did not know when he asked that question, if it was right or not.
So you can back up the fact that a novice, somebody who has never been on a motorcycle, would not know the direction to twist the throttle.
I do back that up. I don't think that I would qualify as a Rosie. I mean, I'm a pretty level-headed guy. I think I've been on some, like, motorcycle.
No, Mike, yes, I'm okay, because I'm the sheriff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been on some video games. I think they work the other way.
But no.
Hey, so.
No.
There's not as crucial if you're wrong.
Yeah.
There's one guy, Buzz. There's your guy.
Right.
Okay, all right. Thank you, son.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
And in Buzz's defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
That is how a rascal works.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Mike, we're only up to one item on your list?
We're two. We're still at two. I remember, there were six.
Yeah, we haven't gotten maybe seven.
We haven't gotten to finding neutral yet.
Hello. Oh, no. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I could sympathize with Buzz.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Do you want to synthesize with him, or you want to jam and make an album with him?
This is also backing up.
Sympathize with him.
This is backing up something that I said to the instructors towards the end of the session. There, where Buzz is beloved. You know that I said. You and I have our own little roles on the show, but Buzz, you know, people just love Buzz, and his peeps are calling in now.
Well,
I appreciate the calls of support from these guys who called in to do so, and I'll see them all at the Pink Helmet sale.
But the question is, did you know, as Mike is asserting here, that most, and I'm going to put Mike, you phrase it yourself.
Did you know, sir, the direction you twist the throttle when you get on a motorcycle?
Hey, I would have thought that if you turned the throttle backwards, mm-hmm. you would have went in reverse. But then again, I would have thought you could lower the mileage on the odometer.
Okay, all right. We've got a crazy prankster with bad grammar.
Do not drag any old topics into this Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Buzz.
Yes.
Hey, why didn't you start out on something like a moped, like Don did?
This isn't time. I'm like Jack Bauer on this.
This is a motorcycle course.
And can we stop dragging me into this?
This is a motorcycle course.
Simply the most embarrassing time of my life ever. Can you dig this? I had just made it to the top of the DJ pyramid.
Yes.
I'm doing nights at Kiss FM in Los Angeles. I'm making 45 grand. This is 1981. I'm making pretty decent money.
Huge.
I'm living in freaking Hollywood. My wife and I get out there. We're just married. We realize $45,000, you might as well have two nickels to rub together in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We had one car for two jobs, an old beat-up Honda Accord, one of those tiny little... Maybe it was a Civic, like a clown car, and it smelled like vomit from when my wife's friend Marilyn got drunk before our wedding.
Oh, dear.
And we could not afford a car for me in Los Angeles.
Right.
So every night, I'd seriously be driving down Sunset Boulevard, my goddamn moped.
In a moped. And did you have the toggle switch accelerator, or did you have a twist?
I had the twist. I would have to pull it up there, and they would have the Mercedes and the Cadillacs and the Bentleys.
I know.
Right. There was my moped.
There it was.
My moped.
Soon that would change, though, and you would illegally purchase a Porsche.
That had to go back.
That was months later.
That's true. But it's not about, please, it's not about mopeds. It's about...
There's no time. We just started this last Thursday.
The second item.
Yeah. It's a brand new course.
Right. Second item on the list. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, Don and Mike, how dare you pick on Buzz like that?
I think Don.
Hold on. Can I please be neutral in this? I am not picking on Buzz.
And I think I think Buzz will tell you, I'm kind of giving a fair assessment of what's going on here. I don't think I'm embellishing.
The only thing different is the degree of amusing that you find it versus
that I kept in check on the course.
No, I understand.
Hey, inside, though, I was
you still are, to some extent, but throughout the day, especially this morning, filled with glee.
I was. I can't lie. It was too funny, and it amused me greatly. And, you know, hey, at the same time, it does take heat off of me, you know, because it's only the two of us out there.
Right.
So when something like not knowing which direction you twist the throttle comes up, you immediately...
mentioned it again.
I immediately
it'll come up
felt
again.
Pressure come off of me.
What?
Well, it's just how dare you, Mike, then. I just get, it makes total sense.
Thank you for keeping me out of this.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
How dare you, Mr.
Direct your wrath at me.
I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead. Continue.
It's the same thing with an airplane throttle as well. You push the thing, you pull the thing backwards to go faster, and it just doesn't make any sense.
Oh, now, come on now. Let's not get into the tradition of where the throttle goes on since the caveman days.
Okay.
I mean, really.
I appreciate the sentiment, though.
Thank you very, very hard.
Thanks a lot.
Hold on. You missed out the last part of that sound indicating we're going to try someone else. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz, were you able to find reverse at least?
No. I understood long before we got
second
to the
reverse
course.
Joke.
There is no reverse.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, did Buzz look like he had a do-rag on?
No, it was all hairnet, and it was sticking out the back of the helmet.
Nothing but net.
It was
out of the back of the helmet.
Yeah, this Buzz is funny. Nothing but net.
Nothing but net.
Nothing but net. Hello, right. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, just want to let Buzzy know that. Was this a European bike, gay European bike?
It was a Harley. No.
It was a Honda.
Quite sounds like it was a gay European.
You were on a Honda. I think the second one was a Honda. I thought the first one was.
They were both the same.
Oh, okay.
Is that a brand name? Gay European bike?
Honda, no.
Homo. I've never seen a bike going pushing the throttle forward.
GEB, gay European bike.
I see.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think they have any gay European bikes in the class.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, but Buzz's little situation there kind of backs up that joke, what do you call a middle-aged guy that wants to learn how to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah.
What?
Organ donor.
Boy,
you told it
that's
so
some
well.
Of the finest delivery I've ever heard on that joke.
Okay. That's a good one. Knockout punch.
Yeah.
Jesus. I want to tell you something. Buzz's nose is bloodied from that. Ouch.
I'm sorry.
Would you like my hanky, Buzz?
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, calls like this, I'm starting to believe the throttle goes in the other direction, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys, here's the deal. Buzz, okay, I'm college educated, if that means anything to you guys, but growing up, I sit on the back of a motorcycle. I ride with my boyfriend. But Buzz, here's the deal. Growing up with three-wheelers and four wheels and all that, mm-hmm. everything was a little thumb button. There was no throttle, no handlebars to turn. It was a little something.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
So that's okay. In your defense.
Well, thank you. All right, that's very kind. I appreciate that. I think I'll be okay, but I really appreciate
to say, yeah. Yes, the throttle goes twisting. You know, come on.
Yeah, very, very kind.
Jesus, you're killing me here.
Yeah, but it's nice when the hookers weigh in.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if Mike looked like one of the twins from the Guinness Book of World Records.
Now, listen.
I don't get
that.
I don't get that.
In the Guinness Book of World Records, they have these fat guys that are saying, and incidentally, are you ready? Asshat, are you on the phone?
Mike, he hung up.
I said I was going to be public about it, and over a week, it's been over a week, but 4 pounds. 4 pounds for me.
Very good.
There you go. I'll keep everybody posted. I now weigh 437 pounds. The Guinness Book of World Records, you saw that when you were growing up, didn't you?
The world's fattest twins.
The twins that were on mini bikes, or they were actually on motorcycles. And you see
I never remember it. No.
Their butt cheeks are practically enveloping the entire motorcycle.
They were usually on the same page as the guy with a million cigarettes in his mouth. You know, the pictures that you look at when you're a young
kid. Well, I'll tell you, this is not going how I expected.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
When I was 17, I went out riding with my best friend at a Honda 125.
Right.
Had no idea how to use the throttle. Sitting on the motorcycle trying to get the damn thing to go, and I'm thinking it's a clutch problem. So I keep shifting gears left and right, so I'm with you.
Is this... Okay, so this
you were trying
someone,
to push forward, then.
Someone with Buzz. Someone who also doesn't know
the
about
same
the throttle.
Thanks for calling, Rosie.
No problem.
See you at the sale.
Then it's no,
my...
What?
No, my dad's taking me to Super Save.
Right.
The Super Save.
Then his friend filmed song for him and they made love.
Okay, Joe's got one more guy who says he's never been on a motorcycle. Okay, Greg.
Buzz.
Yes.
I know I've never been on a motorcycle, but I am a heterosexual male, and I do know which way to turn the throttle to make it go forward.
Okay. Some do, some don't.
I finally got one.
Get out of here.
There we go. Okay, so Mike, we've only heard two of your 7 points.
Yes.
Yeah. Thus far, I'd have to say, is this a battle royale that we're having here?
I don't think so.
A friendly exhibition?
No, I haven't been disputed on any, you know, I mean, everything that I'm saying, I believe is true. And we may have more gray areas as we get into the fact that I'm concentrating on doing my own thing. So I'm going to be a little more subjective in my assessment of Buzz. But I know that... he had a damn tough time in the very first exercise that we did in the morning as far as finding neutral.
Yeah.
Which is part of the...
I love that movie about that little fish.
Finding neutral.
Albert Brooks was great in that. Finding neutral.
Finding neutral.
Finding neutral.
Yes. Riding on the practice range with the newsman. It was very, very interesting. And blamed on the motorcycle.
Yeah, because he has a green card. He's cute.
It was interesting. I've got my prepared statements for each of these subheadings.
Buzz, you must know that I'm equally friends with both of you guys. Now, Buzz, anything you want to throw out? Anything about Mike that he did that annoyed you today? That made you chuckle? That made you want to call somebody else?
I would rather wait until we finish Mike's list. If that would be okay.
All right.
Because, we still have to talk a little more about finding neutral, and I think, after that, maybe.
Okay. We can... All right, that's fine. Because I think that if he's going to be, he might have I know I did something that would have annoyed me. So I hope that he picks on that.
You guys are doing this again tomorrow morning?
Absolutely.
And Thursday.
And Thursday
that's
morning.
Right.
Yeah. We might have been able to get through it quicker, but somebody couldn't find neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That seems to be a recurring theme. Are you sure you don't want to say anything before we go to break, Buzz?
About that? Yeah, sure. It wasn't me.
Okay. All right. Okay. If the glove does not fit, you cannot acquit.
I'm just going to give the facts as I know them, and we will see. I wasn't on his motorcycle.
There was a problem with me finding neutral, but as it turns out, and I have, I think, people to back me up on this, the problem was not me. It was mechanical.
Okay.
Mike?
I have no evidence to dispute that. I truly don't. All I know is that the first exercise, when we were supposed to go forward, Buzz was back at the starting line, and then getting into neutral was a problem. I know that in the first exercise, every time we did it, I don't know how many times we did it.
I don't either.
But every time the instructor went over to Buzz to assist him in the first segment, and
had much the same trouble I was having.
He seemed to.
Yes. So on that one, that's fine.
Finding neutral, it did slow us up,
and I felt badly about that, but it really was the bike. And they, eventually they took that bike out, put another one in, never had the problem again.
So that is finding neutral off the...
I'm prepared to remove it from the docket, you know.
But I understand why at the time you thought it was funny. I think perhaps...
They did switch motorcycles.
And it never happened again.
I was simply, for the jury, I will simply say I believe that was simply to make Buzz feel better.
Yeah, which is why it happened before that, but not after. No cause and effect there, as far as you can see.
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Because I couldn't see you. I really, because you can't, you know, right. You're not really looking at the other guy in these early exercises.
No.
I know that after the first exercise, they replaced the motorcycle.
I think at the break, while you were calling.
Right. I think really in the long run it will be necessary.
The call bothered you.
Yeah,
if we could get that.
Is that what you want to race ahead to? Especially since we're past the neutral thing at this point.
Well, yeah. I just want to. It's just you popped your head up when you said about the call that you looked.
Well, I mean, you talked about. You said, "Do I have a point?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll maybe get later, maybe after neutral." And the point is simply that I had a little trouble sort of concentrating, focusing on what I was supposed to be doing. For the rest of the lesson, the second half of the lesson, knowing that Mike had gone sprinting over the hill to, you know, call home to tell everyone what a goof I am. Which, you know, I really didn't see that I'd done anything all that goofy, so I was perplexed and spent the rest of the lesson maybe thinking about that instead of maybe thinking
I'm
about
sorry.
The motorcycle.
Okay, well, I'm terribly sorry, Buzz. I didn't mean to do that.
I think what you will need to do is come back with a response to that charge from Buzz.
Right, right.
Formulate your response during these enjoyable sponsor commercials.
Very good. I will be prepared, and I will be quoting one of the instructors. Thank you.
Is that why you brought their phone numbers in?
In case
you needed them as expert
witnesses?
No,
here's the deal. I will not be quoting that particular instructor. It's Dave, correct?
Dave and Tom.
The other guy, yeah, right?
Yeah, Tom is the
Tom
phone number.
You have Tom's phone number, and Tom is, I think, a very objective person.
Are you going to need him as a witness?
I don't know whether I need anyone as a witness.
Can I get a witness?
I believe I'd like to hear Tom's assessment of the performance of both of us. I think it would be wonderful.
And in that regard, let me also say I think you earned a B out there. If I was going to assign letter grades to each other,
I'd be a little higher than that.
I'd give you a B, maybe a C plus. I'd give myself a C or a C minus.
Hold on, would you give Mike a C plus?
Well, I would say Mike was slightly better than average out there today.
And, you know, we have to be out there on the course with these guys tomorrow, and I think they're very diplomatic with both of us.
Yes.
But perhaps we could... Well, see, it's difficult to put them in that position. I'll put them in that position.
I'll call them up and ask them to give each of you a letter grade. Buzz, you said that you were at worst a C minus.
At worst, yeah.
And
I think average to slightly below average.
Okay, at best a C plus.
Right.
And you think Mike at worst was...
At worst a C plus. I think he was definitely an above average student.
Okay.
But what would your final grade be for him?
Oh, I'll go ahead and give him a B and give me a C.
And Mike, what would you give Buzz and give yourself?
I'd give myself a B plus and I would give Buzz a C minus.
You know,
just for today. But yeah, okay, Rob. Yeah, I'm going to give myself... No, I can't give myself an A.
See, you see a greater difference there, just as you saw greater humor in the whole throttle thing.
Yeah, okay.
The throttle is perhaps the largest reason for that minus.
Right.
Know, otherwise, and here's the deal. This is important.
Yes.
Most of the exercise, and I think Buzz will agree with this, we're not looking at each other. We're not even paying attention
to
each other.
No, you have to focus or you're going to go flying into a light pole.
If I'm grinning and turning around, you know, and looking at Buzz, then I'm in dire straits.
Okay.
But, you know...
Off to your corners, guys.
One other thing before we go.
Yeah.
Towards the end, the very last exercise.
Right.
Bit of a race. Yes or no? A little bit of a race where we kind of being, was that kind of competitive?
Oh, no, I was just trying to catch up with you because he was calling us back in to regroup.
Oh, I thought you were actually trying to catch up to me. And I thought
just to catch up to be in the group.
Oh, really?
He said regroup. So.
Because I'd throttle up just to stay in front of you at the end there.
A plus.
So knowing that, you mean I can prompt you to take necessary risks.
Yo, you bet your ass, Buzz.
See you tomorrow.
Absolutely, yeah. Because here's the deal. I think that...
Elston, 0.00.
And I think Tom is a very even-tempered guy.
We agree on that.
They're both great out there. I forgot the lady's name.
Diane.
She was a nice... Diane.
Mm-hmm.
They're terrific.
All right, hello. Don and Mike show. Oh, hey, people, we got a break here. Hello. It's almost 4:15. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air. Don and Mike show.
You know, I would love for you guys to call Tom because he'd be the expert about whether or not anybody's turned the throttle the wrong way. And all of his years of experience, has he ever seen anybody do that? You got to ask him about it. That'd be great.
Okay, I bet these guys have seen it all.
Yeah,
but we'll have to ask him.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll have to ask him.
And again, Mike, the grade you would give yourself. Well, I wrote him down. Rob, did you write that down? We wrote him down. We'll get the grades from those guys.
Yeah, I give myself a B+.
B+.
Yeah.
Okay.
For a novice.
And how many more points to get to on your list?
Well, we covered both the neutral. We really haven't covered the new motorcycle. It's kind of related to neutral. They gave Buzz a new motorcycle.
Right.
Yes.
Buzz had indicated it was a mechanical problem.
Right.
I think basically it was just an inability to find neutral. But we will disagree on that forever.
Yeah. We're going to have to.
And there would only be...
We'll settle that on the court.
You know, the two, one we got to before, two more points basically is the comment by Dave, the instructor, commenting on Buzz, on Buzz's posture.
Uh-huh.
And then Buzz threatening directly to me, not to the instructors, to remove himself entirely from the competition. Uh-huh.
Compelling arguments. And Buzz, you'll be ready?
Yeah. Did I say competition? I meant the course.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me get on out of here before I have to throw you out. And just what makes you think you're a big enough man to do it? This is what makes me think so. Okay, you don't have to start a war.
The Don and Mike Show.
Dad?
Yes?
Does it ever get better?
Well, Beaver, I wish I could say so, but the fact of the matter is that... It gets an awful lot worse before it gets better.
You don't have to be an idiot to understand Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right.
Oh, man, would let me have a right across the puss.
Right across the old puss.
Listen, it's a vacation, a day in May.
Wow.
To Las Vegas. We love Las Vegas. And you'll have a chance to win that courtesy of Independence Air. FlyEye.com. Every day in May, a vacation to Las Vegas. We'll give it away today. Here's all we'll tell you. It will involve... Hi, Pointer Sisters. It'll involve your cell phones, but you will not have to come down to the radio station to play.
Ah, very good.
That's all we'll tell you for now.
Well, you don't have to destroy them either, right?
No, you do not. Though.
You know, the nice thing about those cell phones, they're getting really popular.
They're catching on.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing more of them now.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to catch on.
Really?
No, can I tell you something else?
What?
I think this whole thing with them getting smaller, that's a fad.
They're going to go back to the original size.
I like mine about the size of a shoebox.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like. As a matter of fact, the original shoe phone that the guy on Get Smart had.
Max Smart.
Yeah.
I like the World War II models, you know, where you'd actually carry the suitcase
and the crank
and have the big super one with the antenna.
Like Elvis had.
That might be the way. Yes, Elvis had it in a briefcase, though,
yeah,
right?
But he would make someone else carry it. It's time to make a call.
They're heavy.
And also, that's, I guess, the same thing that they used on MASH a lot when they would be out in the field.
Field
they'd
phone,
have the generator thing.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
Generator.
Generator. Motocycle.
Generation.
Lesson.
Training. Training, Don.
Okay,
I said that to you yesterday. You know, lesson sounds like we're learning violin.
Okay, how many points are left on your list?
Two.
Okay, and they are?
The one instructor that commented on Buzz's
posture.
On the motorcycle. Towards the end. That was at the end of the course. Do you remember
perhaps
what he said?
No, I didn't hear it.
He was said it in front of you.
Oh, really?
Saying, yeah. He didn't do that behind your back.
Oh, okay.
No, he didn't say anything behind your back.
Oh, okay.
But it's something like the last time I saw a posture like this, my doctor told me I had to get a colonoscopy.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
That was funny.
Yeah.
I
would have responded because I've already had one.
I thought was a little bit comical. That was the other guy. That's not the guy.
I was a little tense in that half of the, you know, the post phone call part of the
right
lessons.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe I wasn't as relaxed.
Blaming me for the entire thing. That phone call ruined your day today. That's it.
It did, but I didn't have the muscle problems that you seem to have.
You're right.
You brought up something about age. You said you felt old.
Yes, I did. Yes.
I did not feel that.
Okay,
strangely enough.
Good. Give it to me.
I'm older than you are.
That's fine.
Burbank climbs back in.
that's
to the
fine.
Ring.
I'm not sore.
That's
and you
fine.
Were talking about
yes.
being sore.
I was
didn't
sore.
Get that.
Yeah. I was sore, and they told me it's because I was on the smaller bike that's why I was a little bit sore trying,
so
trying to do that.
You had problems with your bike, too.
I suppose if you want to look at it that way, but
the duel we've got going on.
But I think I probably handled the obstacle course fairly well, though.
You did very well.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
I was a little distracted.
It was true. I might have been sore,
angry.
But I didn't threaten to quit.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true, but then I didn't run over the hill to call someone. So.
you have no reason to.
Uh-huh. not yet.
Yes, and you know that's I'm very big in that too.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is a different day.
It is.
Buzz,
and we'll be looking at each other tomorrow. So he's going to screw up first.
Yeah. So before we call the instructor.
Uh-huh.
Your bone of contention, as I understand it, is that you didn't like that Mike was calling.
Right? I found myself thinking about that the latter entire half of the lesson.
Okay,
and not really focusing on what
that's
I
that's all
doing.
That's on your list.
Yeah, that's the main thing, yes.
Mike's got the seven things on his list.
Yeah. Six, with seven.
Hairnet, throttle, neutral, new motorcycle, colonoscopy, buzz threatens to quit.
Mm-hmm.
That's just today, though, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, frankly, you know, the whole thing, and I was telling somebody this outside, the throttle was the, it brought me so much joy.
It did.
That I couldn't keep it to myself. It was that to me was the tone setter. But also the neutral thing, when we were doing the first exercise, and it was just like, you know, going on and on
yes.
and on.
It was tedious even for me.
This is true. And I cannot dispute Buzz. As to whether or not it was a true mechanical issue. I was not the guy.
Our instructors will be
standing,
able to fill us
yes,
in on that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And is the phone call issue resolved now? The fact that...
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I brought it out in the open, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, I told him I called you, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
true.
I did that at the course. Maybe it would have been better not to tell you, but you knew I was doing that, right?
I strongly suspected it,
I had to. Would it be the way I threw my helmet down and ran laughing down the hill?
It was the knowledge of the phone call plus the glee, the joy that you exhibited at what you, I guess, thought was final definitive proof of my idiocy. You know.
It's fun.
You're funny, Buzz.
It's fun.
Sure is. You're funny. You're great, Buzz.
It was great. It was a great day. You had fun?
I did.
Yeah, we both had fun.
Looking forward to it. Wish we'd had more time.
Okay, now.
And incidentally, I think before anybody gets on one of those things, they ought to take this course.
Yes, amen to that.
No, I disagree. Just, just go down to Costco, buy it, drive it right out.
Go to the motorcycle department at Costco.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. They sell goddamn cars there.
They sell cars. I'm sure they sold a motorcycle or two.
I bet they do.
Let's do the grades. Do you remember the grades they gave each other?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Is this guy ready to go on the air, Mike?
I told him we'd call him. And they call him on his home number, the one that's not written, the printed number.
Gotcha.
I think that's what he said. I hope. I hope we're able to reach Tom.
Hold on.
And Tom's been the guy that's been with us pretty close whole way. Tom's got a bad wing, so that's why he's not.
Hey, Robbie, would you pick up line 5?
Yeah.
Make sure this is the right number. This guy's cool to go on the air.
Tom?
Tom, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tom. Tom Club.
Hi, I'm looking for Tom. Hey, Tom, it's Rob with the Don and Mike Show. Do you have a few minutes to come on the air with us? Awesome.
Okay.
Hey,
very good.
Go.
Good.
Good
guy.
Time for some grades.
I don't know if he's going to do that.
I don't know if he will.
I'm going to
do that.
He's
I know.
A diplomatic guy.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi, it's Don and Mike. I'm Don. I didn't get a chance to meet you, Tom, but I'm here with my good buddies, Mike and Buzz.
How are you, Tom?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Hey, Tom.
Very good.
Now, Tom, I was not there, as our listeners weren't. If I could ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
About these guys. Mike brings up, Mike, what was your first item?
First item was the helmet.
The helmet. Okay, what was your second item?
Was the throttle.
Throttle, yeah.
Throttle.
Would you please do assign a letter grade to Buzz and the throttle issue? Please be brutally honest with Buzz.
I will say it's tough to assign letter grades when we're in a class like this, but I will say that that's not the first time that we've seen somebody roll the throttle in the opposite direction.
Okay.
Good company.
All right. Okay, there you go.
I've seen it, and I'm sure it won't be the last.
All right. There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Mike, what else did you have on your list?
The issue of neutral with the first exercise.
This was a big one. Now, Mike, Mike was loving the fact that Buzz could not get the motorcycle
in neutral.
Into neutral. Buzz maintains it was a mechanical problem. When he got a different motorcycle, the problem was fixed.
I will also say there were one or two times when I couldn't get mine into neutral also.
Yeah, our motorcycles have been well used. It's a very popular program, and we've had many students on these bikes. I would say that issue is a combination. New students typically have difficulty finding neutral, but there's...
Did Mike have a problem finding neutral?
Pardon me?
Did Mike have a problem finding neutral?
Occasionally. Not nearly as much as Buzz did, but that particular bike that Buzz was on did have a particular problem with neutral, and did replace it for him, and he got
advantage Buzz on that one.
And did I just to finalize this, did I have any trouble with neutral once we switched bikes?
Not at all. Not at all. He was fine after that, so I think certainly the bike was a major contributor.
Now, I know you're not prepared to do this, but they've graded themselves.
Yes, we've given ourselves letter grades.
If you could tell us A, B, C, D, F, how would you, it was just one day, overall, would you assign
now,
a letter grade?
Tom, we know you don't do this for your regular students.
This is for fun.
We both have...
Just for entertainment purposes.
We both
no
have
petting.
Thick skins here. Right. We're both prepared.
Right. All right. Understanding it's just for fun, I would say that Buzz's assessment of a B for Mike and a C for himself was accurate. Mm-hmm. Mike certainly picked it up much quicker, but it was clear to me towards the last couple of exercises this morning that Buzz, the light bulb had come on for Buzz, and he was certainly getting much better as the morning progressed.
Well, I feel better about
you're
it.
You're being a little diplomatic here.
Yeah.
No, I'm being sincere. I'm being honest. It's not unusual for students to have the light bulb come on at some point during the course.
Tom, do you think there's a chance that in the next two lessons, Buzz can overtake Mike and become your top student?
Anything is possible.
Well put. I'm not even confident of that.
That is a diplomatic answer.
Damning statement, Tom.
Tom, you told me you're the son of a diplomat, so that's a good diplomatic answer right there.
Do you think the delay in the light bulb coming on was because the switch was being turned in the wrong direction?
No, I don't think that was the problem at all.
I don't know motorcycles.
Actually, the light bulb coming on for Buzz happened much sooner in the course than it does for many people, so he should be proud of that.
Thank you.
Bingo.
That's very kind.
Okay. There it is.
And listen, can you please, poor Buzz shouldn't have to wear a goddamn hairnet.
No, it's fine.
Would you please give him the fancy helmet, please?
Trust me, based on the conversation I heard early in the show about that, we will fix that tomorrow.
Look what you get out of it.
That's so kind. It isn't even necessary, and besides, I found the hairnet that keeps my hair tidy.
Who do you think?
And it's very sexy on you, by the way.
Thank you.
I thought so. We're getting some interference here.
I don't know what's going on there.
Among these two guys, I know who I would guess I would vote for in this category, but you've met them now. Who do you think has the best chances of being a long-term, true motorcycle aficionado?
I would guess Mike. I guess, Mike, both of them showed up to this morning, and I think one of them mentioned earlier in the show that they showed up like little kids in a candy store, and that's very true. And
I didn't say that.
That would be confident, Mike.
I didn't. Yeah. Well, I wasn't confident as much as excited. I got there at 6 o'clock this morning. I was supposed to be there at 6:45. I got there at 6 o'clock.
Tom, of the two of them, who do you think has bones that will knit fast? Rob.
I can't comment on that.
Rob, choke is also a verb.
Yes, it is. You telling me?
Oh, that's great, Rob. All right, Tom, good talking to you. Thank you for your time,
Tom,
sir.
We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
See you, Dark 30. We'll see you then, guys.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Buzz, you did okay.
You can tell he's the boss out there. You know, yeah. But he's a great guy.
He really is. A great instructor and a nice guy.
And so is Dave. Dave is a good guy. Perhaps tomorrow we call
Dave. We talk to the other instructor tomorrow.
Fine.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And Buzz, please tomorrow, keep a list.
While you're trying to, operate the show. We'll keep them up there. I mean, I just jotted it down when I got in here, and, that's it.
Yeah, you didn't comment on my gloves, which I'll give you that
one. Your gloves are fine. Any kind of gloves are fine for motorcycling.
I've got baggy gloves.
As long as they cover your
feet. My girlfriend Carla told me when I bought these gloves over the weekend that they were gay gloves.
Are they big, like, white gloves like Jackie O would wear?
These are gloves.
To a White House function.
Evening wear.
I'll tell you what I wore today, because this is the proper gear for the course. I wore a...
Biker shorts.
A T-shirt. Well, how did you know? T-shirt, sleeves cut off at the shoulders,
leather gloves up to about mid-bicep, and tight leather chaps.
No,
no, my gloves have little tassels on them, little leather tassels.
Oh, that's right, fringe. Yes.
Homo,
yeah.
Homo, yeah. Homo.
They were the only ones that fit. So
homo.
I wore those, yeah.
At any, at any point did your pasties fall off?
No. As a matter of fact, when you get going fast enough,
yes.
They both move in opposite directions.
Now, that's good. A lot of times it takes to the second lesson.
Yeah, but I can't do the thing with the matches.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, are you there?
I'll show you a trick.
Hello.
Hey, God.
Hi there, hi.
Hey, if you ever having trouble getting the bike into neutral, all you need to do is push it forward a couple inches, and it should be up.
The instructors informed us that.
There you go.
A good tip, thank you.
Okay, yep. Thank you. You're so polite, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike.
Thanks for calling, asshat.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike,
yeah.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Buzz,
yes.
You'll be greatly missed. It's clear to me that all these are signs that you have no business on the motorcycle. I have a terrific motorcycle story that should prevent you from ever getting back on one.
Hey, you know, I've heard there are a lot of those.
This was top wrong.
Oh, no.
I don't need to. Hey, Buzz, are you allowed to talk about what you're going to be doing? I mean, are you...
Yeah, absolutely. Patriot Harley-Davidson sponsoring me in leading Rolling Thunder, which is a great honor. On Memorial Day.
For people that don't know this, this is a veteran biker,
right.
And a lot of veterans.
A lot of veterans, especially Vietnam vets. It started with the POW MIA.
This is a big deal.
Was Jane Fonda not available this year?
That's right. She has a book tour.
Yeah, don't say that name down at that event.
No,
that's for sure.
Not a good idea. Hey,
Buzz, I'm guessing...
Buzz, you better burn your ACLU card before you show up and take those carry bumper stickers off your car, for God's sake.
I think if Buzz puts the motorcycle down, I think you're going to get run over about 30,000 times.
Yeah, there are tens of thousands of bikers here every year, and it's an awesome, impressive sight.
It's very cool.
It is nice.
And really, that's 10 times the pressure that I have. So,
hello.
I mean, that's, you know...
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I'd like to ask Mike if maybe tomorrow he's willing to ride Buzz Bitch on the back tomorrow.
I think that would probably, you know, upset the equilibrium, and then I would look like one of the twins in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Get off the phone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I think of Buzz driving through the billboard like Pee Wee Herman did. Remember that scene?
Yeah. When he flips it? Yeah.
When he leaves the biker bar, he just goes straight through that billboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rosie likes that.
I'm such a screw up.
But you're committed, right?
Yes, I am.
You're committed to this.
I love
thing.
This. This is fun. I can't
wait.
Because
that did bug me a little bit, what you said towards the end there. You know, I was thinking, you know, that you were getting demoralized.
I was feeling a great deal of pressure and scrutiny.
I see. It's no fun if I'm out there by myself.
I understand.
It's really not fun at all.
Same.
All right.
For me.
Very good.
This has been a good first hour of the show.
Well, it's all true. And you know, I'll be honest with you. There's a little karma in my head after all this yucking today. I just hope I don't screw up. You know, and there's potential for that, too. Because, I mean, they're taking you through all these little exercises swervy, swervy. And I don't think we've gotten to the tough part yet.
No, probably not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who knows? This could have been my good day. So.
There you go, Buzz.
We'll see.
That's the confidence. That's the confidence we were trying to infuse.
We probably both kept our heads down a little bit too much.
Yeah.
That's a hard habit to get out of.
It is.
Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I just see every goddamn light lighting up, and I know people want to talk to you. Hello?
Hello. You guys should probably call Lisa Baden and start contract negotiations now.
Oh, for Buzz's job?
Yeah.
Oh, for when Buzz...
Everybody's convinced.
When Buzz dies in the most...
I don't see her on a Harley.
Oh, I do.
Do you now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa.
I got mixed feelings about her.
You're conflicted?
I'm terribly conflicted.
I can see why.
About her.
Yeah, I've been up early the last couple of weeks.
You ever see her on Channel 7 in the morning?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I'm conflicted.
Uh-huh. I understand that.
I'm conflicted.
I got that.
Because I think she's hiding something.
It's very interesting.
I think she's hiding something. Now, listen, I'm definitely not. Well, you don't.
The face.
You know what I mean. You don't.
Yeah.
Kind of like Mary Steenburgen meets the fly.
I think she's a balloon smuggler.
Really?
I really think that she's got a couple of traffic cones.
You should be able to notice it with all the sexy clothes she wears.
All right, she
shops at the same place as that Lisa Joyner, doesn't she?
Shut up. She don't wear belly shirts.
No, she does not.
No. She wears sense.
She was sensible. Kind of a school marm look.
I'm telling you.
Very professional.
1870s school marm.
I think if you looked at Lisa Baden naked, you might be happy.
Really?
I think so.
Well, you think like the kind of thing where it's under the sweatshirt when we used to do our
That's what I'm saying.
Game?
I think she's got the hidden traffic cones.
Really?
I really do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, you know, you got that voice.
And you got, yeah.
But then that's the Kathy Lee factor.
Yeah, but the voice is, you know, at least there's the face.
Stop. She's very nice.
She is nice. Yeah. She is. And very good. She's on TV a little bit doing traffic. She'll make a fine replacement.
She's a girl who will replace Buzz. Yeah, I mentioned in one of my tirades a couple of weeks ago, I love her. The idiots on the message board hate her. She does the traffic on the news station.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a presence that's annoying yet alluring.
Yeah.
You can't look away.
That's interesting. I often think 6-7 months down the road.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering when that infatuation that you have would
wear off,
would turn to dust. You know, like that ad with the runners where they all like turn to coal and they break up. Yeah.
Oh no, you mean if she worked on the show with us?
Yeah.
Well, she'd be all right.
You think so? You don't think you'd get annoyed after a while?
Hold on. I know it's not to the same level.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you've made Mike spit in water.
Mike. All over his new jacket.
Thank you, Mike.
Look at what a mess.
I thought you were calling your wife.
No.
I had no idea you were calling her.
No. You're wrong.
All right.
I told you, it's up early. I'm punchy today. Right.
Thank you, B.A.
There she goes.
Or just hang
out. She says you're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I speak to Larry King, please?
No.
Oh, okay. Could you patch me through to him? It's kind of urgent.
B.O. Bob.
Rob Williamson.
Rob Williamson.
Well, actually, I'm going to be a guest later on this show.
It's kind of urgent. Here he comes. Larry.
Hello.
Hello, Larry. I just called you a few minutes ago. I was just wondering, what are you enjoying today for lunch? I
Okay, this anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea, and she'll phone and say she's got it, okay? Hi, it's Larry King in Washington, so proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Pleasure and welcome you aboard. Happy new organization. Happy anniversary, guys, and you're both...
What?
I was going to say you're both terrific, but...
Thank you!
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They were on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning. And totally destroyed them. No, you could doctor tape.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
More Larry here.
Hi, this is Larry King, and I never listen to Don and Mike because I'm bright, intelligent, lively, and desire information. I go anywhere I can, but not here.
Run this joint anyway.
I don't know, Rosie. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you!
Okay. You like Larry King?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Little mini interview with Rosie. Mike, I bet you didn't watch the NFL channel.
No. No.
Bet you didn't watch. Bet you didn't watch Sports Center. Both of you guys should be aware.
What?
There's a guy. Oh, first, before this, are you ready for a Karnak joke?
Sure.
Rob wrote a Karnak joke today.
I love Karnak jokes.
Yeah. Hell Razor. What does Satan use to shave?
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
My boy. That's wild stuff.
Good night.
That's wild stuff, and regretfully he has passed. Call me up today. Told him to me again when I got to the station.
Well, it's good.
Wrote it down on a card like I wouldn't forget. Don't forget, P.S., best joke of all time, Hellraiser.
All downhill from here.
Mike, you know about Kellen Winslow. He's a talented tight end.
Mm-hmm.
He had come out of the University of Miami. Last year, he was drafted by Cleveland.
Kellen Winslow Jr.
Yeah, right. He broke his leg last year, mm-hmm. and he's coming back to play this year with the Browns. Mm-hmm. Cleveland Browns tight end Kellen Winslow Jr. sustained internal injuries when he was thrown from a motorcycle.
Oh.
He missed most of last season with a broken right leg.
High side crash, probably.
Hold on. Yeah. He's riding in a community college parking lot Sunday.
Caused by front brake skid.
Hit a curb at 35 miles an hour. Went over the handlebars.
Yeah, high side crash.
Mm-hmm. He was wearing a helmet. It wasn't strapped on. It flew off his head.
Another mistake.
He landed in a landscape area.
Hey, you can throw me under the bus for that one.
You weren't strapped?
Yeah, I wasn't strapped at one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I didn't have my strap on.
Call the instructor.
Listen to this.
Feet hurt.
He hit the tree that he ran into so hard with his head.
Yeah.
And the force of the motorcycle.
Right.
The tree was uprooted.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And that's only 35 miles per hour.
Yeah, let me see.
That's all the things.
Did it damage his hairnet?
Didn't say anything about his hairnet.
He wouldn't be injured if he'd had one. That's my confession.
I only mentioned that for you guys because
it's
kind of a karma thing. Yeah.
Well, it's you got to be aware.
I hope it's not a karma thing.
Well, Joe's talked to me about it too. The dangers of like he said something like his one friend is. He has one friend.
Don't.
So many stories. That sold his motorcycle and his other friend who's dead.
You know the fact that Joe's alive and working with us, right? Mm. He's already won some type of deal with the devil.
This is true.
So don't be taking advice from my buddy Joe.
But you got to respect the motorcycle.
That's right.
This guy, the runaway bride guy, the girl with the scrambled egg eyes, she is all over TV with a still picture of her. He, on the other hand, has gone out and done an interview. I'm surprised we don't have him on the show today. This guy, John Mason, he is just an idiot. Let's hear a little of what he has to say, because the runaway bride thing is still relevant.
Still got legs.
And
he said he'll still marry her.
And he sounds like a NASCAR guy being interviewed after a race like a Talladega. So here's some new tape of the runaway bride's fiance.
I gotta tell you, man, I'm happy. She's come to the conclusion that she needs some help on some things, and it could take this to get her to it, man. Praise God she's there, and we're gonna get her some help, and we're gonna get her, right there.
Now, with that cut right there, you could, because guys sometimes refer
praise
to their...
Praise God, we came out of turn four, and they, we was...
They refer to their cars as she.
Right.
So you might we're here with Dick Trickle. Dick, what happened in the 17 ride today?
I got to tell you, man, I'm happy. She's come to the conclusion that she needs some help on some things, and if it took this to get her to it, man, praise God she's there.
Yeah,
and we're going to get her some help, and we're going to get her... right again.
Yes, the car was tight today.
She's a good race car. We're gonna get it right. We're gonna get back out there. We're gonna qualify next week, and we're gonna win that thing.
Here he is again, the world's stupidest man.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just because we haven't walked down the aisle, just because we haven't stood in front of the 500 people and said our I do's. My commitment before God to her was today. I bought that ring and put it on her finger. I'm not backing down from that now.
Stupid idiot.
He is very wrong on that, all right? I mean, because I know this. I've done this a couple of times. The ring on the finger prior to the marriage, that's the engagement ring,
right?
The way it's referred to in most cultures.
Right.
The engagement ring, I don't believe that counts as before God. So I think he's got an out. Somebody's got to give this guy a heads up. He just doesn't qualify.
Here's what I think. I think that he sees the fact that John Mason is going to become a somebody.
This is true.
For now.
Really, why else? This bitch put him through such an incredible ordeal and her family. I mean, he's got to be looking at this going, who's going to play me in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Is Drew Carey going to play me in the movie? Can we get somebody a little better looking than Drew Carey to play me in the movie?
You mean you just don't think he might be a great guy?
What?
while we're on that subject, I have no doubt that he's not very bright, but is there a possibility he was in on this with her?
No, I think he's too stupid.
Okay.
I really do. What do you say, John Mason, to people who say...
I think she's dealing with the consequences right now. I mean, she's having...
She should go to jail.
In her mind, wonder what people are saying about her. And I can't imagine that's real good or real easy to deal with. That's got to be consequence enough to me. And then to having to deal with all the hurt and the pain that she has on the inside anyway.
You know, I don't buy that. I don't get that.
I think he is as pure as the driven snow.
Here is what I think a man in that situation would be saying.
When I tucked the butcher knife and held up her neck, I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
That's what a guy should say, not this.
She was petrified, man. She, I want the world to know that she didn't just run off on a joy ride just to be going and having fun. I think one of the papers may have said she ran off to Vegas. Well, yeah, she did end up in Las Vegas, but that wasn't her original destination.
Oh, shut up.
Big lie.
Say this.
Stop. I don't want to talk to you. You've made me mad today. Don't talk to me. It ain't been easy living with you all this time, the things that you've done to me. Trying to pick at my brain what little bit's left of it. Hey, look here. I'm not all the way crazy.
You know, there's an interesting flip side to this, which nobody's talking about, and I'm going to let me offer this.
Yes?
I'm thinking this guy, John Mason, seems to be incredibly forgiving, and he's incredibly forgiving before we've had a chance to hear from the lady. Do you think there is an outside shot that when she does finally talk, that maybe there was some other reason? Right now, it's all on her. She's the crazy lady. She's the lady that ran away. But here's the deal. He makes comments. He doesn't. He's very forgiving. He's not angry in any way, shape, or form. But you don't hear her saying anything. And what if she comes out when it's all said and done and all of a sudden says, well, one time John brought me down to the root cellar, you know, and made me cut myself with a Swiss Army knife. You never know.
Listen, I know you never know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
And I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility.
But here's the only thing.
And I will take full credit if it turns out to be true.
I think he's just as dumb as a box of rocks, and he sees this as, well,
right, hell, chance to be famous.
I could get on American Idol, or I could get one of them shows.
Do you think he'd be on American Idol, or, I mean, on the TV shows?
Of course,
shows?
He won't be on American Idol.
Do you think he'd be on TV shows if he was coming out and said, I can't believe it, she's just a total idiot.
No, but then his shelf life is totally limited.
Right.
If he says what we expect, what he's saying is not what we expect. He's keeping this thing going.
Dragging it
out. Well, let me throw this out, then. What about her when she does come out, regardless of what he's doing it for? What if, to cover her own ass, she comes out when the time comes and says, hey, why did you do this? And she's not going to take the heat herself. Something that, I know some women have done that in the past. What if she...
Would you stop dragging?
No, I'm not doing anything. No. I'm simply making a hypothetical situation.
That's your luggage here.
What if she comes out and she says something, hey... Well, the reason I did this, I'm going to tell you the real. It's not that I'm crazy. It's not that I just got cold feet. It's the fact that
the mastermind. It's the mastermind, the modern day Lex Luthor. Mason is the man that orchestrated this.
What if she came in and said, "I had to get away from him. He was nasty. He was abusing me." What if it's like that?
Then I'm going to need a doctor to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm going to need
obviously down there. Check the bruises. You never. What I'm saying.
She doesn't have bruises. She's not. Mike. She is just a stupid bitch. And I wish we would stop giving her this flowery runaway bride. And again today.
But Your Honor, I propose this to you.
Hold on. Look.
We have not heard from her yet.
That's because the attorneys in Georgia haven't decided if they're going to arrest her ass. And if she says anything, she might piss off a judge or piss off the cops.
Either way, we are going to hear from her. One way or the other, we will hear from her.
Look at this in the newspaper.
Here you go.
Here's how they're handling this, okay? This bitch who ruined this poor schmuck's life, who might be trying to become famous now.
Uh-huh.
Look at it. There's her picture, her big egg eyes. And right next to it. There's Julia Roberts on the horse, like, oh, hey, it's a funny thing. It's right. A real funny thing that you cancel your wedding and you make your whole family think you're dead and you pretend that some Hispanic has kidnapped you while the whole time you're banging some Chippendales guy out in Las Vegas. your poor fiancé's eating boogers off the cupboard at home saying, where's my darling? What's her name? Stupid bitch. What? Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer. Don't trust her.
I don't trust either one of them.
I don't either.
I trust him. Maybe I'll be proven wrong by that.
Well, you don't trust him. You're contradicting yourself. You said you think he's doing this. All right, what is he?
No.
You have to make up your mind about this. Is he just dumb? Is he trying to get on a TV show? What is he doing?
Okay, you're going to back me in a corner?
You've got to make a commitment here.
Yeah. He's just dumb.
You think he has no clue?
I'm just blowing smoke when I say he's trying to get a TV show.
Right.
I think he does
enjoy the fame, but...
I think he's just stupid. Yeah. What do you think?
I think he's stupid, and I think there's also a chance. I'm really curious.
Pick one, though.
Like, definitively?
Yes, because I'm going to say that he's not involved in anything bad. He's just stupid.
I think he's just a wonderful human being who loves his woman very much, and she's mentally ill, and one should coddle. I mean, look at her. Look at the poor thing with the blanket.
Yes, I'm okay, because I'm the sheriff.
With the blanket over her head.
Oh, I didn't see you!
There she is.
But I think we all should be aware of the fact, everybody in this room and the males in the audience should be aware of the fact that when she opens her mouth,
yes,
you never know what she's going to say.
Oh, I know what she's going to say.
Oh, that is that.
She may come out with
yes.
Quite a tall tale.
Yes.
She might.
I mean, you think she's going to get
No.
You think she's going to get before the judge? If it happens to be a judge or a press conference when there's finally the interview with Primetime Live and she says, I'm ill, I'm mentally ill and I was just stupid and I ran away. Or do you think maybe she's going to justify her actions, which is what almost everybody in a similar situation would do?
Well, she bought the ticket in advance.
Right.
Right. But she could say that she was mentally unstable when she bought the ticket. That would be my money would be on the fact that she'll go on these shows and say, I just lost it. You know, what woman doesn't lose it? Has not anybody seen the movie Runaway? That was such a happy movie. And then Jesus. She ruined this poor, stupid guy's life. At least for 24 hours, everybody in America last Friday thought that this poor dumbass was Scott Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
Admitted last Friday, everybody thought, oh, thank God at least she wasn't pregnant because only one person was killed, not two. And look at him now. He's just a big, dumb guy.
I think in the press conference, she'll pull off a mask and it'll be David Blaine.
That would be something.
Or Ashton Kutcher.
I think they're up to something. I think they're like three quarters of the big lie contestants we've ever had.
All right.
I'm looking forward to hearing from her. You know we will hear from her one way or the other.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, from his side, my wondering is, as big as that wedding was, is her family like loaded and that's why he wants to...
No, here's the deal. Her family is also, remember, they put up the $100,000 reward.
Yeah.
And one of the scenarios I read about said that maybe the cops wouldn't arrest her if they go to her family and say, look, we had to pay about $60,000 for cops and helicopters and everything. Right. If you pay for that, we'll drop the charges against a runaway bride.
Her family is well off. They made a fortune selling shine.
It's good moonshine.
Done in my show. Hello.
Revenue.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Anybody think about that maybe daddy's paying him to marry her because she don't like boys?
Yeah, there you go. Now we're really getting deep into this.
See what happens when you throw too many theories out there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Don, I back you up 100%. This guy's just stupid. If you listen to the interview of him, you guys keep playing.
Yeah.
He keeps saying that we need to get her some help. What do they need to get her some help for? To convince her not to leave this guy again?
That's well said. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. He's just the dumbest.
Hello, or maybe you're right, Mike. Maybe he's got a little more going on.
Maybe it's two things.
Hey, listen, they ain't Bonnie and Clyde, okay?
No. Maybe he's very, very good or very, very evil.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I think this guy's got about three thoughts going through his head. One of them being Jelly. The other one being Mr. Clean, and the other one being Time Machine.
Time Machine!
Okay, that's a good one from the past.
He might be digging a hole in his foot as big as a quarter.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
You see, there was a day on the show when this jingle would infer it would say, we think you're a moron.
Mr. Clean! That is Mr.
Mr. Kane. Bald head earring. And I know it started with it. Wasn't there a Gallup poll or something that said more people recognize Mr. Clean than the vice president or the president?
Yes, and I will always remember the quote. I don't know who that is up there in Washington, but I sure do know Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean. All right, Mr. Clean.
I love Mr. Clean.
American Idol is on tonight. Speaking of fat dumb guys, my man Scotty tonight,
Scott Sable.
Everybody's positive that he's out, and now those websites we talked about are getting all kinds of pubs, and
those
are the ones that are screwing up the stuff, right. Screwing up the voting. Tomorrow night, also ABC will run Primetime Live. They're thinking about American Idol, and here is what the latest rumor is on the Drudge Report. And who knows, you know, but a lot of times the guy has good information.
Mm-hmm.
Drudge Report earlier today says ABC has audio tapes of late night phone calls and answering machine messages with Paula leaving messages for that guy, Corey Clark.
Like, I want you, I need you, I have to be with you.
They are intimate messages.
Oh, awesome.
That's all we can say. Fox, who has come back with everything else that's been alleged, said, we will fight you tooth and nail, and we're going to sue you if you do anything.
Right.
They have no comment on this.
Maybe it's time for her to dignify it now. She won't dignify it with an answer.
It's an inappropriate relationship with a 22-year-old contestant. Like he's a boy. Like she's that teacher that got that hooked up with a sixth grader.
You know, the facts I'm looking at is the guy didn't make it through. You know, he didn't win the thing. He didn't even make it into the final 12. He was gone before the final 32, wasn't he? Or after the final 32?
Yeah, he didn't even make the final 32.
So she had, I mean, they're doing a show. They're part of a show. They're basically on a cast together.
Uh-huh. What the hell? Who cares?
Has needs.
It's a contest.
Does.
She gave him tips, and she showed favoritism.
Yeah, right. That's true. She votes for them
she's
to get
judge.
To that point.
Right.
Hold on, I got something here. I got a picture that you, if you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, you're going to see this very hot Asian chick. Her name is, God, how do you pronounce her name, for goodness sakes? It's simple enough. It's Biling, Bailing, Biling.
It's Biling.
Biling. Anywhere, Mike.
Biling.
There's a picture of her that we have up on the
Lord
website.
Lord almighty. Hell.
And you can check it out on our website. Don't worry, let your kids look at it. It's not dirty. She's naked but covering up.
Yeah, artful.
Here's the deal with this chick, Biling. She was supposed to be in the new Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
And in between the time she made the movie and the time it was released, she has done a pictorial in Playboy.
Okay.
Coincidentally, she's been cut out of the movie.
Oh, Mr. Lucas.
She had a big spot in the movie. You Star Wars nerds probably know that she's going to be Senator Baina Brimu, and she was supposed to have some kind of real important role. Now she's out. George Lucas canned her. She's out of the movie. Now, here are some quotes. I posed for Playboy, and it may be doing that which upset George Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know Playboy was going to come out at the same time as Star Wars.
Mm.
And then they asked this chick some other questions, like what she thinks about things, besides Star Wars. She said, I think Angelina Jolie is very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Aniston, sweet but not sexy.
Mm.
About Star Wars, I prefer Natalie Portman when she was younger. George Lucas has got to be sitting at home today going, thank God I canned this woman. I liked Natalie Portman when she was younger. She has lost something now. Queen Latifah is big, but passionate.
Uh-huh.
I love J-Lo's curves. I love J-Lo's ass. Naomi Campbell is sexy, like Black Panther. I love Kate Moss, who is like a cat. I think Paris Hilton is smart, and I like her style. Meryl Streep is a great actress. I would not want to have sex with her. Just be her good friend. Heather Graham is cut like a doll. Christina Ricci is kind of weird. Sometimes she's fat. Sometimes she is thin.
So I guess we're talking to a lesbian here.
But wait, hold on. Well, Mike, here's all the proof you need.
Okay.
The end of this little talk, this little like word association thing where she's just talking about people. She wants everybody to know she loves the Olsen twins.
Really?
Oh, dear. The Olsen twins are adorable. The fact they are twins is a good omen. turn me on. I would like to hook up with both of them at the same time.
Wow.
Here is my shout out. Let's get to know each other, Olsen twins. Let's do a meet and greet together.
Oh, my God.
So you got to...
She's an aggressive lesbian.
If you do a search, you spell her name B-A-I, first name, last name L-I-N-G, Biling.
Hope she still got paid.
Last name Guo.
Well, she won't get any, like, the residuals or anything like that.
Oh, she's out of the movie, so she got whatever the basic union pay would be for having... She's right. Like anybody who was thought they were going to be in a movie and then got cut out.
Hello, Hefner. This is George Lucas. You get that Biling out of your magazine, or she won't be in my movie.
God, we got a break here today. We got something with Joe coming up. Although I think this is important news.
Huh?
Would you find on the machine that I'm the God of Hellfire thing?
Oh yeah.
This is important demonic news.
Oh, the most demonic that news is good. Important.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Now, I want you to listen. I don't often talk about Bibles and stuff and the books of Revelation.
And now, breaking demonic news.
This, Mike, this, I think you're going to find...
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you...
This is going to rock your world.
Oh, wow.
Let me see. I'm going to try to dumb this down. There is a new book of Revelation that they found in Egypt. It was made before... 300 A.D.
We're all in here, Father Karras.
So what they're saying is this is like the oldest version of the Bible that we've been able to find. This is the book of Revelation.
What a wonderful day for an exorcism.
Now, they had to translate stuff.
Uh-huh.
As it turns out, 666 is not the mark of Satan.
No.
No, it's not.
I am the God of Hellfire.
It's 616.
You fire.
Oh, my
I'm not kidding.
God.
I think this is big Satan news.
Well, what area code is it?
It is... Hold on, it's in
Somebody
Michigan.
Find out the area
hold
code.
On. It is...
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you...
Grand Rapids, Michigan, Mike.
There you go.
So. Let me see. I did some research, did a Google search.
Doesn't Dennis normally call it about quarter after six?
Yep.
6:16.
Yeah.
About 6:16.
Absolutely. It's about a minute after 6:15.
There's a guy named David Parker who is an expert on the New Testament, and he says...
Peter's brother.
That is Peter Parker, right. He says that 616 is the correct number. People remember 666. Let me see. Also, the high... They talked to a guy named Pete Gilmore. He is the high priest of the Church of Satan, which, of course, is based in New York.
Right.
I guess he's the equivalent of the Pope on the bad side.
When he's not watching his girls.
He says, here's his quote.
I am the God of Hell.
He said,
and I bring you.
We always like 666. We know Christians fear that number. Mind you, if we get some proof that 616 is the new number... Being the number of the beast, we'll start using it.
And I guess every parent out there should check their baby's scalp.
Right, and that made me think about, what about poor Damien? That is simply a scalp condition. There was no reason for them to treat Damien the way... Yeah. How many 616s do we have out walking around out there?
Well, why did he have the tantrum when they brought him into the church? Why did he knock his mom off the stepladder when he was riding his tricycle?
Maybe she just wouldn't listen.
You know what scares me is Robert has 919 on his scalp, and maybe
it looks upside down.
Yeah, maybe it's been upside down.
Oh, my God, Rob, I'm sorry.
It explains so much, though.
And he was conceived in Grand Rapids, Michigan, right?
But he's very strong.
And why am I not frightened by a demonic guy named Pete?
Pete the devil.
And I got one feel-good for you today. This is great. I want to dedicate this one to Jim Vance over at News 4, who we've discovered has real bad fake teeth. We had a tape of him recently, and his teeth were slipping when he was trying to speak.
Yeah.
This is about a woman who died. Okay? It's a feel-good. A great-grandmother died recently. Her weight fell all the way to 78 pounds,
Ooh.
And she was starved to death.
Wow.
After the hospital that she was in lost her false teeth.
Oh, my God.
Lillian Baggett, 85, was served steak. She couldn't eat it.
Oh, man.
Family says they were told a cleaner probably threw away her dentures. she went out. She went without her teeth.
Lillian, we have corn on the cob this evening.
She went without her teeth, Mike, for 6 weeks.
Oh, dear.
She died from dehydration and kidney failure. Now
here's your afternoon apple, Lillian.
Now, it's not to say that they left this woman in there and just said, oh, you've got no teeth. They did try to feed her pureed food.
Lillian, happy Easter. Peanut brittle for you.
Listen to this.
Why didn't that help?
This is why you should not go to a hospital. Her daughter says before she went to the hospital, uh-huh, she had breathing difficulties, oh, but she was fit and healthy.
Who wants gum?
As soon as she went to the hospital and they lost her teeth, she couldn't eat anything put in front of her, and the weight dropped off. She died before our eyes.
Oh, man.
So there you go.
She tried to speak up, but nobody could understand.
More carrot sticks, Lillian?
Enjoy. Who wants a jawbreaker?
You know, but I love being cynical. I've got to question this. I got to think, okay, so 6 weeks they lose grandma's teeth. Like, nobody goes in to see her, and I understand that she can't eat, but no one says, hey, grandma, how about some new teeth?
You're wasting away.
How about we get you some new teeth? You've lost 40 pounds in the last month.
If they were funnier teeth, like the kind of chatter.
Oh, for you.
The kind of, like, walk across the floor.
Well, it's Great Britain, socialized medicines. You won't get new teeth. You're issued one set of teeth.
Lillian, we brought you jerky. Oh. Here she is now. Lillian?
Oh, that is that.
So sorry, Lillian. Who's going to eat this saltwater taffy?
Would you like a coffee? Chocolate flavor, very nutritious. There you are.
Hi, there Rosie. You are. Okay. We got to break room?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be right, okay?
Yes.
Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who's on munchies tonight, yo?
Not me. I guess that'd be me. What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips.
Joe.
Some dip, man. Some beef jerky. Some peanut butter.
Joe.
Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bar.
Joe.
A whole lot of hot. Make sure it's chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man.
Joe.
Some popcorn, bread popcorn,
Joe.
Graham crackers.
Joe.
Graham
Joe.
Crackers. The marshmallows, the little marshmallows, and little chocolate bars. We'll make some s'mores, man.
Joe.
Yeah,
Joe.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with the little crunch berries. Pizzas. We need two big pizzas, man.
Joe.
Everything on them with water. Whole lot of water and Joe. Onions.
The Don and Mike Show.
Onions. That tape is busted, Rob.
Right there?
Totally busted. See if that helps it at all. Oh, it almost started.
Oh, you should be coming on pretty soon, dude. How much do you smoke?
This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
They love wigs and the women who wear them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Of course, just a lead up here to
Joe.
The Joe Show. Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
We got something special for Joe.
Oh, goody.
And it has to do with Jimmy. So we're hearing some Jimi Hendrix here. But we've got to set this up first. So give me 1 second. We'll come back to Jimi Hendrix.
All right.
And the Joe Show. Attention, contest players. Every day in the month of May, we're giving away a vacation to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Wonderful people over there.
Here's how you win the Las Vegas vacation today. This is all we can tell you right now. Go to a mall. A mall where there are a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And call us.
Very good.
Now, this won't be until our next break, which means you'll have, like, you know, 20, 25 minutes, something like that. By the time we get back, yeah, a half hour. Say in a half hour, be at a mall. Call us as soon as you get to the mall if you want to play the game.
All right, you have to have a cell phone and you have to be at a mall.
That's it. Beyond that, that's all we'll tell you.
It's easy.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Watch out, cheaters. We got the crap detectors going. Can't tell you what the game is, or else you'll cheat.
No cheat. Yes, no cheating allowed.
So what you want to do is get to a mall with a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Call us. We'll put you on the air in the next break. First, at least two, maybe four people at once can play this game.
and make sure the battery is charged.
And it's a Las Vegas vacation, courtesy
How's your battery?
IndependenceAirAndFlyEye.com.
Very good.
Now here is my man, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
World's oldest phone screener. Got a treat for you today, Joe. You're a big rock historian, aren't you?
Yes, a bit.
That was almost Buck. That was almost the British accent. British accent there.
I agree.
A bit. Jimmy.
Less so.
Jimi Hendrix. Pretty freaking good, right?
Yes.
You like Hendrix?
Oh, yeah. You know, he was my original inspiration to get into playing guitar.
Oh, very good. You work on a little Purple Haze?
Sure.
Okay, good. You ever think you'd get to talk to Jimi Hendrix's brother?
No, I didn't even know he had a brother.
Very cool. His name is Leon. Leon Hendrix.
Uh-huh. Very cool.
We got a copy of a record that he's got out.
All right.
And we got a press release that says this with the record. Why did he make the record? Why did Jimi Hendrix's brother, Leon, make the record?
Why?
He was laying in bed one night, and a purple flame shot out of the sky and possessed him.
Wow.
Revealing a vision of his brother.
I saw a purple flame this morning, but it didn't shoot out of the sky.
Wow.
Yeah. Joe.
You playing that game again?
Seek help.
Watch what I can light on fire.
He said, quote,
always the laugh at parties.
This is Leon now, but you know what? We know a guy who seriously burned his anus
on the inside.
I've heard the
lighting his farts on fire.
You need to use denim as a good baffle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and no amount of bleach can fix that.
Hey, thanks.
Linen pants. Oh.
You know who loves anal bleachings?
Who?
Mark Addy.
Oh, my God.
Are we playing that again?
It's always Mark Addy.
All right. Okay, I'll remember that for tomorrow.
No, you won't. But you know what? Neither will I. So it's a push.
Exactly.
Which Mark Addy. Especially after one of his ABs. That might be the new name.
Yeah.
Hey, I wonder how many of the women at the party tonight, at the ratings party, I wonder how many of them might have had an AB. How many of them might want an AB?
Oh, you bet. I'd say
and
80%.
Can I just say this without pissing her off? If you're dyslexic, it would be BA.
Yes.
It wouldn't be AB.
Yay! Figure out the letters at home.
BA. Right, BA, not AB, BA.
Thanks, BA. Okay. You know, who doesn't want a nice AB?
Hello, BA.
It's free.
All right, so here's what Leon Hendrix's brothers, here's what Jimi Hendrix's brothers Leon says. He sees...
Close enough.
Anal bleaching. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Always a win.
He sees a purple flame shot out of the sky, and he sees Jimi Hendrix, and he says, come on, brother, it's time. You're ready.
Well, there you go.
He's got a website and everything.
When did he record the
album? Hey, just like me.
Yeah, he is like he's 56.
He just recorded it?
Yeah.
Joe.
Do we have a sample of this?
Yeah, the body's not even cold yet.
This is dedicated to all the heroes.
This is the record by Leon Hendrix.
Hey, this is a better record.
Rooster in the hen house.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't get to talk to him, Joe. You get to talk to Jimi Hendrix's brother.
Okay.
So that's.
I think I've heard enough of his record.
All right, that's the whole setup for the Joe Show today. Oops, hold on. I need the phone number here.
His name is Leon. I guess that's
Leon Hendrix.
Yeah, his phone number is behind.
His brother came to him in a purple flame.
And he's 56.
There it is.
To make him older or younger.
He's his little brother.
Than Hendrix if he were still alive. Jimmy. How many years has Jimi Hendrix been dead? 70s?
Since 1971 or 71? 70.
Hey, that's when I was born.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Rob advertised the fact that he is the youngest one on the show.
Thank you.
But the first to die. Okay. This guy knows he's going to be on the air? Okay.
We might have to rearrange that, though, Rob. With both of us taking the course and all.
Hello, is this Leon?
Yes, speaking.
Leon Hendrix?
Yes.
Please stand by for radio host Joe Ardinger.
Joe?
All right, Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Leon.
Oh, hold on, I got to turn your microphone on.
I can't hear you.
Hi, Leon.
Hey, Joe. What's up, buddy?
How are you? You are the brother of Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
That's not fair. Come on, be kind to me now.
I am. I haven't even started.
I know.
Joe.
All I want to know, are you the younger brother or the older brother?
The younger brother.
And according to my sheet here, it says you saw a purple flame and you said, come on, brother, it's time to get going. Is that your inspiration behind putting together this record?
Well, yeah. Well, if you want to know the exact truth?
Yes.
Yes, that's what we're looking for.
Okay. Yeah. You know, when I was, me and Jimmy grew up, you know, we were, you know, kind of impoverished and stuff, and when Jimmy made it famous, he took me on tour with him, and I think I was about 17 years old.
Did you meet Paul McCartney?
Pardon me?
Did you meet Paul McCartney?
Yes, I did.
How about Janis Joplin?
No, I didn't meet her.
Did you go to Woodstock?
No, I didn't.
Haagen-Dazs are good humor.
What?
Haagen-Dazs are good humor.
What's that going to do with any of the music?
Oh, the music, I forgot. Anyway, so tell me more.
Joe, now come on. Wait. Joe, you love music.
Yeah, stop being silly, Joe, and ask some questions.
Don't you really love music? Don't you think didn't you just tell us Jimi Hendrix was your favorite guitarist?
He was actually the inspiration for me learning how to play guitar, Leon.
And
why don't you ask Leon a relevant question?
For another 20,000 guitar players, too.
Did you cover any of his songs on your new record?
No.
Oh, why not? Don't you think that would bring more attention to it?
No. It only make people think that I'm just trying to play music because of Jimmy.
Who produced the record?
I play my own music. I self-produced it.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Do you have your own studio?
Yep.
Hey, where are you?
I'm in Seattle right now.
Uh-huh. And have you lined up a tour for the summer or anything?
Yeah.
How about T-shirts? Are you going to sell T-shirts?
I doubt it.
I'm hearing you!
Hey!
I just dropped the S bomb on you, Joe.
Joe, are you a guitar player?
Yes, I am. 25 years.
Okay. Have you listened to my music yet?
Yes, we did. We just listened to 3 songs.
So you're scrutinizing my guitar playing right now?
Not right now. I mean, I'm talking to you.
Tell him what you said, Joe. Tell him what you said.
I thought Jimmy was a little better.
Oh, of course.
Thought Jimmy was a lot better.
I didn't even hear guitar.
He's a hundred times better.
Joe,
I just write good music.
Here's the thing, Joe.
I'm not playing music because of Jimmy. I'm playing music because the music making me play.
But wait a minute. You said
the DNA thing.
I thought you were playing music because of a purple flame.
Well, purple flame, yeah, right. If purple flame came down from the sky and struck me one day and said, hey.
And
okay, brother.
Here you go.
Go on, play the music now.
Mm.
You know, because I told you what to do. He said, I opened the doors. Just walk through them.
About the drugs.
And what kind of LSD were you on when you took, saw the purple?
I don't take LSD.
How about the pot?
Yeah, I smoked some pot.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Was it the Northern Lights? Or was it the Michoacan?
It's the Evergreen, buddy.
The Evergreen. The AK-47.
Now we're rolling. Now you guys are commiserating.
Now somewhere, Joe. There you go.
All right. Well, you know, I'm hip to that whole Seattle sound and everything. Who are your other inspirations? You must have had some other inspiration.
Of course I did. Like all the bands from Seattle. Alison King,
Pearl Jam. Tell the guy he's nuts. Jimi Hendrix didn't come to see him in the middle of the night.
Dean Crosby.
He's only doing this because he got cut out of his brother's $80 million estate.
Did I hear Bing
Leon? Crosby?
I don't care about that $80 million estate.
Oh, hold on. He can hear me?
I'm doing good.
Hold on.
With Sanctuary Records.
Can you hear me?
I don't need the $80 million.
Hello? Can you hear me? Okay.
Well, it's a good thing you don't need $80 million because you ain't going to make a damn red cent off of this crap.
Can you hear me?
Hey, well.
How about that?
Well, what are you doing? You're on the radio. You ain't playing no music yourself.
Can you hear me?
I'm on the radio.
Hey.
You ain't got no...
I'm asking you a question. Can you hear me?
No, you ain't asking me a question. You're trying to incite me say something stupid.
I'm trying to figure out how come I got the microphones turned into a position where you're not supposed to be able to hear me. Oh. But you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear all you guys talking.
Can you hear me?
Treat me this way.
How are you, Leon?
This way.
What?
Can you hear me?
All right, Leon, hold on. Let's...
Anyway, LeonHiddis.com if you want to order my record, go on now. I'm an independent right now. I'm signing with...
Oh, my goodness!
You know, whatever. So what else you got to say, buddy?
Well, I can see why you're independent.
Leon, we thought that Joe, who was a kindred spirit of yours, somehow...
We thought this would go...
He's a frustrated musician.
We thought this would go better.
I'm sorry.
We thought this would go better.
Have you got your guitar with you?
I got several guitars with me.
Fire one up. Let's hear you. This is your chance on a national radio show.
Let's go.
Live, Leon. Leon live.
Yeah, live. Order my CD.
Not a chance.
Joe, why don't we play? Do you have any Joe selections that we can play?
I'm on my cell phone right now.
How much?
Out the yard.
Oh,
dear.
Well, we got angry. Dude, we've had to hit that button.
Three times.
Four times now.
Well, Leon, you're not as cool as your brother.
Listen, here's...
God rest his soul.
I'm not trying to be as cool as my brother.
Calm down, everybody.
That's a good thing. I'm getting a message from one of your relatives. Hold on a second.
Our dad is dead.
What was that?
Our dad is dead.
Who is that, Leon?
Our dad is dead.
You guys are... You're sad, dude.
I want to hear your music. All right. Joe, that's fair. Leon wants to hear your music.
All right, Joe,
go to my website.
Joe, man. Sing something for him, Joe.
I can do it.
What? Can Buzz go? No, but don't really get his dumb song. Sing something for him.
All right, let's see.
I'm not in love.
Yeah, sing your version of
I'm not in love, but don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through.
I'm here.
Now, let's get the assessment from Leon. Leon, that was Joe singing. What do you think of him?
Nothing. It's not even crossing my mind. You know, I'm doing more important things. I'm making a movie.
You're cutting
Leon. I'm making the life story of Jimi Hendrix.
Leon.
My family, how we came over in the wagon train from being slaves. Going to Arkansas, coming up to Seattle.
Hey, Leon.
You know,
I didn't know you came up in a wagon train when you were... When were you a slave, Leon?
I said my grandparents.
Oh, your grandparents. Oh, okay.
Your grandparents.
Leon, when you say you cut your grass, does your grass grow on the windowsill?
No, I'm in the yard right now.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have
that
time
was a Mary Jane reference,
you,
Mike.
I didn't have time to talk with you fools to cut my grass at the same time, so I said I might as well do both.
What is your, but you said nothing, but what is your assessment of, after hearing him sing, of Joe Ardinger as a musician, as a singer?
Like I said.
Say it without cussing, though.
It was awful. It didn't even get into my brain.
It didn't even get into his brain. There's the assessment.
When's the last time something did get in your brain?
Well, I don't know.
Musically speaking.
This morning?
You know something? The next time you guys call me,
I don't think
that's... Oh, dear.
He called his a-holes?
Yes, he did. He didn't know that the new term is asshat.
Look at Joe. That's another great bit you ruined.
Yeah, I ruined that.
Is this the Jimi Hendrix song, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
I wouldn't kill.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Yes?
Joe, does this song speak to you?
Joe.
Not really.
Joe.
Of course. Why would you say that?
The song is Hey Joe.
I know, but because half of my life everybody always says, Hey Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Oh, and so it actually worked the opposite way.
Yeah, it gets old.
So did you like talking to Jimi Hendrix's brother?
He didn't sound 56.
No, he sounded younger.
Yeah. He sounded like a kid.
Yeah.
For goodness sakes.
Well, it went well.
Don't forget. Go to www.leonhendrix.com.
Oh, did Rob make you read that plug?
Hey, it's only fair.
That's right. I mean, the man is cutting his grass.
Yes.
And he took some time to speak.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's Jimi Hendrix's brother.
Yeah. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Joe.
That was the Joe interview.
That was it. Okay. Well, thanks.
It was the
fun. Sure.
Thanks, Joe.
You didn't like it?
Oh, no, it was great. I'm really glad we had it on at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody's in the car listening.
Well, it's just now kind of setting a trend, you know, for us to look under our cars at night when we go home. It's a wonderful new trend. Musicians all over America. Wannabes, has-beens, hangers-ons.
Leon Hendrix.
Very nice.
All right, well, thank you, Joe. You did
very nice.
You did the best you could. That's an awful
Very movie. Clever, Joe. Yeah.
No. You know what? We didn't tell Joe who he was going to be talking to.
Right.
We thrust Joe in that situation.
We kind of prompted him to be hostile, which, you know, made the whole thing. And then Mr. Hendricks began to shower us with profanities.
What made it so great. Yes. But you couldn't hear any of that.
No.
Sadly, no.
Now, you probably lost a lot of that due to the profanity bothered you.
Almost had two thumbs up.
Yes.
He almost said that like that two snaps up like in living color. Like, what is this F you're dropping on me?
And then at the very end, we were given the ultimate compliment. All of us, we are all asshats.
Except to use another word, except half.
You know, I know some of the remarks were excised, but I think his tone carried.
I believe so.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hi there.
Great.
Thank you. Hello.
Good. I wanted to know, again, I think Joe was right. He didn't sound that old, and he didn't sound like he was African-American.
Oh, now you mean...
Oh,
just,
no.
How do you mean that?
Because he did not say, hello, this am Leon Henry. Well, I would love to take your car out back.
He sound like an executive behind a desk.
And, of course, there are no black executives in America.
That never happened.
At least not in my America, honey.
Well, he needed a little bit more bass in his voice.
Hello there.
He needed, so you mean, in your opinion, African-American is supposed to sound a certain way?
Well, I am.
You're an African-American?
Yes, I am.
Well, how come your voice isn't lower?
May I tell you something?
Sound white to me.
Let me tell you something, sister.
Over voice.
You sound as white as Buzz's lack of underpants. I mean, I'm thinking about Buzz right now.
Ah, yes.
Hello, Dale.
Thank you, guys.
All right, goodbye, Dale. I didn't know. See, she didn't sound like a sister. She sounded like a white woman.
I'm totally confused.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I wanted to know if anybody asked that guy if he was the biological brother of Jimi Hendrix. He might just be thinking he's the brother of Jimi Hendrix, like we're all God's children or something.
No, I think
he's really the brother.
He's really the brother. We did a limited amount of research on that.
Okay.
I mean, on that
Rob,
theory,
Rob read an article about it. So that's our research on that. So, hey, you want Jimi Hendrix's brother? Yeah, let's have Joe talk to him.
It's our detailed research department.
Thank you. Okay, one more call on this, and then we're going to go to the cell phone game. So you folks should start going to the mall right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, there's two questions Joe forgot to ask him. One, about the untimely death of James Garner. And the second being how he feels about being the new host of ABC7's News.
That's Leon Harris.
Oh,
not Henry.
That's a joke.
And then, of course, and now your answer sir, is never mind.
Okay, goodbye. Eject.
Thank you, Miss Latella.
Eject right now.
What's all this talk about Leon Hendricks?
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Leon Hendricks. Now let's give away a trip to Las Vegas. Huh?
Very good.
All we're going to tell you is that you got to have a cell phone. You got to call us on your cell phone, and you got to be in a mall. It'll help if you're in, like, a food court.
All right.
Or if you're in an area where the kids meet in the wintertime to get together with Santa Claus. Right.
Very good.
That's all we'll tell you right now.
Where there are people gathered, and who doesn't like a mall?
877-365-3636. That's the phone number as we give away a trip a day to Las Vegas. What is this? Hello? Is this about Leon Hendricks again? Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi there.
I want to tell you, Leon don't bake that bread unless he gets that dough.
Right on. Two snaps up for you.
Thanks so much for that.
Did you follow that, Rob?
Not a word.
That's either. A fine tip-in.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm glad you're chuckling to yourself, sir.
Okay.
I always like the calls when they do that to us, and then you hear at the very end.
What do you think, maybe? Oh, hold on, Joe. Did you get it?
Yeah, that's the Leon from the Budweiser commercials. Remember
Joe.
The last football season? Very timely.
Yes, I think that's important to point out. Last football season.
Oh, you mean with Joe Buck? I'm here with the fabulous Leon.
Right.
Leon talking in third person all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But what does that say about that? Joe got that.
Yeah.
Joe's sitting in the back room.
I think that indicates when the snowflakes fall on Joe's lawn.
That's what's weird about that is I saw all those commercials and they never mentioned that that was Jimi Hendrix's brother.
Now I can understand it.
Okay,
now I'm confused.
Everything's been tied together.
Is everybody okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
Okay.
Shut up.
No.
I told you, Rosie, seriously, today, shut up.
No.
Shut.
No.
Well, hey.
No.
Don't backtalk me.
Oh,
what that is, Dad.
Yeah, so what?
There you are.
Yeah, I'm over here.
Open your eyeballs and you can see that he's a little bit of a jerk.
I don't think so. You open your big fat eyeballs.
You're a hippopotamus.
I am a hippopotamus.
You're weird.
I am not.
Can we have a sister's play to run up a one for toilet seat?
Shut up.
I want to see you.
Jesus, that's the one that even I think is the one that would drive me.
That's what loud.
It's labeled "Good to see you."
I want to see you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Get your ass out to the mall with the cell phone. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show. In the year 33 A.D.
The Messiah! He's gone!
Where did he go?
Hang on!
Are you crazy, Jesus? You're crazy!
That's what my ex-wife said.
So the Son of God, you sure are a son of a... Whoa!
Chris Tucker and Jim Cook. Caviezel? Is that it? The guy from the first one? Passion of the Christ 2. Crucify this. You know how to use one of these?
You know how to use one of these?
This July, let he who is without sin kick the first ass.
Oh, man, that's all we need. More Mel Gibson Jesus mumbo-jumbo.
Well, not if I have anything to say about it. I am going to make sure this never sees the light of day.
Peter, are you crazy? Stealing Mel Gibson's towels, bathrobes, and Nazi paraphernalia is one thing, but this is a multi-million-dollar film, and he's a very powerful man. He could have us arrested or killed.
It's worth the risk, Lois. To save the world, another 2 hours of torture. We've got to get rid of this thing for the sake of Jesus and Snoopy and all the other beloved children's characters. Let's go.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi. Is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Baker Science Building. Great.
Right.
Oops. Too much music.
Here with a lovely radio bouquet for ye, Don and Mike.
Right. To the letters. F all mean anything to you.
Hi there. Great Todd Rundgren right here. And our website, almost as good as Todd Rundgren. As his website, is there a Todd? I bet there is Todd Rundgren.
I mean, the website is better than Todd Rundgren himself, or if Todd Rundgren had a website.
All of those.
Yes, to all the answers.
Our website is better than Todd Rundgren.
Yes to all the questions.
Better than his volume, his body of recorded music, and certainly better than his website. I mean...
Do you think the DonandMikeWebsite.com is better than Hello, It's Me?
Is he selling Ron Mexico shirts?
No, he's not.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's a good answer.
And he's not selling Mother's Day nighties.
Thank you.
And very soon.
Because who's the biggest whores in the world?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
Coffee mugs.
But really good coffee. As opposed to really crappy coffee mugs.
I've seen them.
Yeah. Buzz, did you find anything on Todd Rundgren?
I did.
And?
Yeah, he has a website.
Is it better than ours?
He has some animation.
That's funny.
Okay. I like that.
Thank you, bud. Let's get to people who want to win today's trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air. Tell you how we'll play this game in a second. Let's get at least one contestant on. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hi there. Who's this?
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Where are you from?
I'm from Pasadena.
Pasadena, Maryland or California?
Maryland.
Okay.
Hi, Rebecca.
Are you in a mall right now?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, are you in the mall by yourself?
Yes.
This is important.
Will I blow it if I say what mall?
I'm at Arundel Mills.
Okay. It's fine to say that, Mike.
Good thing, because like she said it.
She said it. But no, it's okay. Here's what you got to do right now. This is called the Good Samaritan game.
Oh.
Okay.
Right now. You got to go through the mall and find somebody with a cell phone. We want to hear you do this. You got to go up to them. Now, this is why it's important you're there by yourself.
Okay.
You got to walk up to somebody and explain your situation so we can hear you. Say, hi, my name is Rebecca. And I need you to call the Don and Mike show right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you can get someone to call and they can get through, uh-huh. then you're going to win a trip to Las Vegas.
All right. Very
okay.
good.
It's the Good Samaritan game. We're going to give you, what do you think?
Do you have a cell phone?
We give her 2 minutes on the clock?
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I go now?
Yeah, go okay. now. Go right. find someone
Absolutely.
Right now. Go find
okay.
someone now.
And then the way we confirm this, of course, is when we get the call from the other person, we have them put Rebecca on the phone.
Right now, hold on.
We're listening to her call.
Okay.
We've already
and I'm on the phone with them. And if I can get you to call them, I want a trip to Las Vegas.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Can you do that for me?
Oh, listen, you better have her call 800-636-1067.
1-800-636-1067. Oh, you're on the phone with them? Look, I got somebody right here that's on the other line, on hold with you guys.
So a good
hold
Samaritan
on.
Has actually
oh.
shown up
What's
for this
name?
Woman.
Hold.
His name is Ben.
No, it's
his
another
name
contestant.
Is, his name is Ben. Hold on a second. Hold
Go
on.
Ahead,
this is, hello. Hello.
No, it's one.
Ben?
Yes.
Ben, are you standing next to Rebecca?
Yes, I am.
You're at the same mall?
I am.
Well, now, what are the odds of this happening?
That's incredible. Ben, were you going to play the game, too?
Yeah, I was.
I got another girl here that's going to call, though.
Well, that's
she
the only way
ringing.
It can work.
She said it's ringing right now.
Yeah, okay. Ben,
right,
it can't
on.
Work with you
is
just calling in.
Is it 1-800 or
1-866?
1-800.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if this is her. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yes, go ahead.
That's Ben you got on the phone.
Yeah, okay, hold on a second there, Ben.
All right, we got
to
lose Ben again. It doesn't count with Ben. Right, of course.
Hello, I'm on.
Her name's
Jennifer.
Hold on, I got a lady. Hello, lady?
Lady.
Lady guy. No, I'm sorry. Hello. Don and Mike show. Looking for Rebecca's friend.
No.
No, not
oh.
Rebecca's friend. Sorry about that. Hello, Don and Mike. Looking for Rebecca's friend.
Oh, they got somebody got her.
Who got her? Hello?
I think Joe's got her. Does Joe have her on the phone?
Is Joe answering the phone still?
Hold on, yes. I do have a line on hold. Uh-huh. This might be within the 2 minute mark.
Did they put you on hold?
Hello?
Just stay on hold.
Hello?
Say hello.
Hello?
Hello. Lady?
Yes?
You're on the radio. You know that, right?
Oh, okay.
Are you in Arundel Mills Mall standing next to Rebecca?
Yes, that's me.
Now, Rebecca,
hold on.
You got to pipe down while we're doing this.
I'm sorry, I didn't introduce myself to her.
Okay.
okay. All right, Good Samaritan, what is your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Oh, that's the 2 minute mark. She did it. So, can you tell us what this other lady asked you to do?
She asked me if I had a cell phone, and then she asked me to call the Don and Mike show, because if I called, she would win a trip to Las Vegas.
That's the winner.
Are you winner?
We have a winner.
We have a
wow.
winner. She's a good Samaritan.
Wow.
She's
Thank
a really
you so
good...
very much. Oh, my God.
And what are the odds of that? What about that other poor schmuck, Ben, who was at the same
He's
mall?
He's still standing here next to me, too.
And I guess Ben was trying to play the game. You didn't pick up Ben's line first.
No.
So Ben sprinted over to where Rebecca was,
right.
somehow in one mall. But you don't know Ben, do you, Rebecca?
No, I have no idea who he is.
Now,
wow.
I ask you, good Samaritan lady on the phone, have you ever met this Rebecca lady before?
No, I've never seen her before.
What part of the mall are you kids in?
In the food court.
We're in the food court.
Oh, you're in the food court. Fantastic.
Okay, well, here is the deal. Rebecca, congratulations. Enjoy your vacation to Las Vegas.
Try the cheese fries.
Courtesy of Independence Air, FlyEye.com.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
And are you a good Samaritan?
Oh, do I get a box of pencils?
A box of pencils.
Huh? I was a teacher.
That would be a fine prize.
actually, would you like tickets to see Louis Black at the Warner Theater?
Oh, I would love that.
Good Samaritan, there you go. Louis Black live at the Warner Theater, June 17th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster.com. Hold on there, Good Samaritan.
Okay.
And Rebecca, way to go. Way to nail that contest.
Thank you.
Way to nail that.
Very good.
All right, let's try
Thank
with
you
one
very
more.
Much.
Hold on a second.
You going to try with one more person?
You know, I'm pretty sure that we can do more than one trip a day.
Let's find out.
Hello.
Hey, they're not going to be mad if we give away... How many do we have scheduled? 40 trips?
A trip a day for
I don't think they'll be mad.
Okay, good.
Very good.
All right, thanks. Let's try it with one more person.
Good.
Let's see. Who is...
They might not win.
Yes. What?
They might not win.
And Rob's hoping again. No. So.
They might not, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Mine's Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
I'm Manassas, Virginia.
All right, Steve, hold on a second. I think it's somebody from out of the metro. Do we even have the cities? Tampa? You want to go to Tampa? You want to go to Portland, Maine? You want to go to...
Let's go to Portland, Maine. Let's go to Portland, Maine. They're a good long-term affiliate.
Okay. Hold on a second. Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Eric from Tampa, Florida.
Eric from Tampa. Well, I lost the other guy.
Okay. Tampa it is, then.
I'm sorry.
Hey, hey, we're no Portland, Maine, but Tampa's okay.
Well, Tampa Bay, brand new affiliate. We got him back again.
All right, we'll go with Tampa Bay. Now, listen, are you a cheater? Are you at this mall by yourself?
Yeah, I'm at the Brandon Town Center by myself.
At the Brandon Town Center. Okay. The deal is this. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. You got to run through the mall. Let us hear you talk to somebody. Tell them to call. Now, remember, the number that they want to call is 800-636-1067.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your 2 minutes for your trip to Las Vegas starts now.
All right. Thanks.
Go.
Hey, guys. I've got the Don and Mike show on the phone with me, and if you call them right now, I want a free trip to Las Vegas. Could you do that for me? I'm serious. I have 2 minutes. I can, but you're the good Samaritan that may win something as well.
That's smart.
Don and Mike show.
That is good. Bribery works.
1-800.
Of course. Now we can't reward them.
They'll get a hearty handshake.
1067.
All right, you got a guy calling right now, Brandon?
Yeah, we've got somebody calling.
This isn't Brandon. This wasn't Brandon at the other mall.
Oh, hold on. Let me start picking up these lines then. Hello? Don and Mike show.
Hello? Hey, yes. This is Chris with Singular Wireless. I'm calling with the studio.
You're calling what?
What's your name?
Eric.
I'm calling with Eric.
It's an operator.
What's that?
An operator's putting through. This is a singular operator?
Yes.
No.
This is a singular guy in the store.
Oh, a singular
you're a
salesman.
Singular guy in the store.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You mean this? You just got through?
What's that?
Eric in Tampa. Is this the guy? The guy who's on our request line now. Is this the guy that you asked to call?
Yeah, he was. He was the one that was next to me, and I turned and asked him to call.
I can even give you the number here, or whatever. Yeah, he just walked up. I can hear him too.
Hold on.
If he walks to the other side of the mall, I can still hear him. I can hear him through your side. Am I on the radio?
Was ringing the whole time with two guys. Two guys were calling in simultaneously.
What?
Yeah.
You think so?
Pretty sure.
What do you think,
if you want to speak to somebody else, I mean, I don't need to...
No, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we could do it again and have, you know...
I think that he went... This guy that you went to, does he work at a Singular Wireless store?
I work at Singular Wireless in the Brandon Mall.
So it should be a disqualification.
Hold on a second there.
He should be disqualified because he's a vendor. He's not a Samaritan. He's not someone in the mall. He's an employee.
But I'm thinking this is a scam anyway.
Okay, so hold on. If it's not a scam, I want to say... It would be okay, by my way of thinking.
If you went into a store and had somebody that's
on the phone. If you went into a store and
had... A clerk can do it.
Yeah, sure, if he's calling at his own phone.
You started talking to that guy.
Yeah.
And I just glanced to my left, and I'm basing this on that, and I looked, and all the phones were ringing when you were talking to the guy.
Yes.
And then you picked the first phone up, which indicates to me that prior to that, the phone may have been ringing.
Well, no, I cleared out the lines.
You did.
On the 636-1067. I cleared them out as we were talking to Eric. Is that his name? The guy in Tampa Bay.
Well,
I think that a vendor or a mall employee would be required by the nature of his handbook to be friendly. It takes a lot of the fun out of it.
Okay, ask me something about Singular then. I can tell you every rate plan.
I believe that you work there.
You know what I think? In order to make... We're giving away two trips today. You know what I think?
What?
We ought to take this guy who's... Now, who is the contestant, right? What is
Eric. Eric in Tampa Bay.
Eric, you're the contestant, right?
Yes.
All right. I think we ought to give Eric one more chance to get somebody else.
Somebody new.
Give him another 2 minutes just to prove to us that, and you ought to put Eric on hold, clear out the lines, and just try it, just to make us 100% certain.
You ready, Eric?
Not a mall employee, Eric.
Okay. Now,
okay.
Now, you
want all right. All right. Singular guy. Goodbye. Goodbye. Eric.
Okay. I think I've got something else.
Go.
Excuse me. Can you help me 1 second? I'm on the phone with Don and Mike Joe right now. And if you call them from your cell phone, I want a free trip to Las Vegas. Would you mind helping me out? What's the number? It's 1-800. What was it? 636-1067?
1067. That's a special number for this contest.
1-800-636-1067.
So now, Mike, I've cleared out all the lines there.
Okay.
So now when the calls start coming through, there'll either be people trying to screw with us, or there'll be an actual winner. Hello, Don and Mike show.
They're saying hello. Are they on there?
Who is this?
Said it's busy.
Hello?
Oh, it's busy.
Oh, the guy said it's busy.
Oh, it's busy. Okay.
Tell him to keep trying, that we're clearing the lines.
Said they're clearing the lines. Keep trying.
Hit redial.
That is a shame.
All right.
He's not a vendor.
I love that about you.
I don't think vendors should be allowed to play. It's in the rules.
You know, he's still got a minute. He's only been on the phone with us now for a minute four. All right, let me answer some of these lines. Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah. Oh, you guys got him already? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Who is this?
Why are you calling this number?
Because somebody texted me and said, call it. He's going to win a trip or something like that.
Hold on. Eric, is this the guy?
Yeah, this is the guy. I'm standing right next to him.
I'm surprised you was able to dial.
Guy, what's your name, guy, on the phone?
Ronnie Clark.
What mall are you in?
What?
What mall are you in?
In a town center.
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
We have a winner.
We do. We've got another
winner.
We've got another big wiener.
Fantastic.
Let's see, Eric from Tampa. Eric, congratulations. You are going on a Las Vegas vacation courtesy of Independence Air.
Thank you.
Visit flyeye.com.
All right.
Thank you. Hold on a second. And you on the telephone, the Good Samaritan?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for being on our radio show.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. You have a good day now.
See, we would give you a prize, but we said before that we wouldn't give you... Well, you hung up.
He's gone.
What do you care?
You didn't have a prize, so
that
hung up.
That was Ronnie Clark, though.
He was simply too dim.
Now, let me give it to us.
Hello?
Why did you come running in here balling up your fist at me during that?
Not at you, but the point is, the rules were you had to get somebody to call in for you, but you couldn't tell them that maybe they could win a prize. And then Eric was telling you maybe you can get something, too.
Well, it doesn't matter, Beth, because we didn't give them anything.
I know. He was dumb.
Maybe it's even better if you tell them they get a prize and then you don't give them one.
That's the sweetest gift of all.
Where do you stand on vendors, Beth?
I have to say, I stood right by Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
I thought so.
And that's how we play. How's your vendor?
How's your vendor? Well, that's pretty good that they got that both people were able to get someone within 2 minutes to call them.
That was good, especially with the line throbbing with the people that were the saboteur.
Next time, 1 minute.
How weird is it that guy was in Anne Arundel Mall or Arundel Mills Mall?
Yeah, with the sprinting over.
Serious.
Here.
Hello, Ben?
Yeah.
You still there?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, Ben, for being on the phone all this time? You're a big fat loser.
I've been on this whole time.
You're a big fat loser, Ben.
No!
Ben?
Are you a vendor?
No, I'm not.
Good for you.
Ben? Beth Ann?
Yeah.
What do we have for Ben?
We have Tower gift cards.
A Tower gift card for you.
Always good.
Would you like that, Ben?
Awesome.
Would you like it if we put you on hold and Beth Ann could use the D word with you?
Sounds good to me, Don.
That's the right answer.
Yeah. And don't forget, you know, with the whole AB thing, backwards.
Sure.
Right.
BA.
Okay, good job. Good contest. Good game. Hold on second there, Ben, and thank you, Beth Ann.
Okay, bye.
Okay, goodbye.
How's your D?
And if you think about that BA thing when you change it around.
How's your D?
If you think AB and change it to BA, it's kind of more of an action term, you know?
That's right.
Like, sit down.
I see.
It's an order.
It's almost
man.
Like you're talking
Except
to it.
Except it would have to be anus instead of anal. It would have to be bleach.
It would be, no.
Anus. It wouldn't be...
Now you've ruined it.
We'll talk during the break.
It's anal bleaching.
Right.
So,
but I was thinking of another word.
Yeah.
For, you know.
Really, you could do B.
Yeah.
Right.
B-Y-A. Yes.
See, it works when you do that, you know.
A-B. So,
B-A now.
B-Y-A now.
It would really work. It's kind of a futuristic term if you were having a robot do it.
Yeah, then it would be bleach ass.
Now.
Your ass robot.
Mr. Jetson. Mr. Jetson.
Right.
Lean over, Mr. J.
Bleach ass.
Now?
You bet.
That's what I was His going for. Boy, Elroy. Daughter, Judy. Jane, his wife.
Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Oh, Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, everybody. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, Charlie.
Look around, cafe.
Thank you.
God hates the lazy, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
That was a free plug for you, because I love it when you sing.
Thanks so much.
Love it when you sing.
Right back at you.
Are you ready to sing at the big ratings party tonight?
Yeah, I'll be there a short time. I'm going to try to cram a lot of fun into a very short period of time.
Me as well?
I'm going to try to amuse. It's concentrated. We all want to get out of there relatively early. But I'm going to concentrate it and have big fun in a short period of time.
If you want to amuse, be sure and tell the clutch story.
Or the neutral story.
I do hope that you'll bring my regrets with you.
You're not coming?
I can't. There's, of course, an emergency at my home.
Oh,
of course.
No. Well, see, that right there,
did she escape?
Yeah. She's gotten out of the root cellar.
We set up a one-mile perimeter, but that won't keep her much past 7:30.
Oh, no. So, you know, well, the station had the ratings last week, and we've had our ratings on the website, and all the DJs had the good ratings.
Right.
So now we're having the DJ party, the big ratings party.
Celebration.
Which is mandatory, required attendance for the salespeople.
Yes.
As a couple of the very nice ladies that work here were leaving a second ago, Shondell and Julie came by and said, oh, you're going to come to the party? We said, sure.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do now is call this location where this party is being held.
See if it's rocking.
We're going to call Jonathan. Remember Jonathan? We've had him on the show before. He's quite a dynamic young man.
Jonathan is a guy that I would hang with at this party.
Yes, absolutely.
She stands alone there, Mike.
What
if he had a Sherlock Holmes pipe?
At the Absinthe show?
Yeah.
Jonathan, I think I ended up in a car with him.
You think.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's there now because he's been ordered to show up. He's in sales. And, you know, he's secretly in love with Beth Ann.
Request. This phone does not accept incoming calls. Message MD.
Incidentally, for all you junior salespeople out there,
yeah,
if you are a salesperson, that's a wonderful feature to have on your phone.
Let me make sure I dialed it correctly. Hold on a second.
Well, I'm not taking any calls.
At the subscriber's request, this phone does not accept incoming calls.
Wow.
Message MD.
Hey, BA, would you get in here, please?
BA?
BA, with your AB, would you get in here for a second? This number that you wrote down for Jonathan.
Phone's ringing.
Come to the party, get a free AB.
Where is she at?
The phone's ringing.
Hello, hello. Beth Ann? Jonathan?
Yes.
Hi, Jonathan.
What's the deal with your phone, dude?
Hey, Jonathan.
I don't know what's wrong with it.
Well, we just tried, unless Beth Ann wrote down the wrong number. I tried it twice in a row, very careful with my big fat fingers. Sure, I dialed the right number, and it said it does not. Your phone doesn't accept. Oh, hi, Beth Ann.
Gave you the wrong number.
What? I will admit when I make a mistake.
I could tell by her demeanor.
I made a mistake.
Boy, have I been waiting for this.
Yeah.
Boy, have I been waiting for
this. Yeah, I know.
Where's my squeeze ball?
So you can throw it at me?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Right,
get out before you're hurt.
Run, Beth Ann. Run.
Well, here he is. As you can hear, the excitement at the WJFK ratings party is deafening.
I think if we're all quiet for a second, we can hear the party in the background. Let's listen.
Yes, it sounds exciting. Now,
yeah,
Jonathan, you're there. You're there in the nerve center.
Indeed, yes.
Can you tell us
standing next
what?
To Mr. Michael Hughes, Mr. Jeff Hedges, Ms. Cindy Friedman, Mr. David Howard, and
Dave Howard.
Illustrious sales staff here at WJFK.
Is there anybody at this party who actually talks into a microphone on this station?
Yes. Megan is here.
No. Megan does commercials. Are there any disc jockeys? Are the Junkies there? Are Ron and Fez there?
No. It is a ratings party, and there's no one here that has caused any ratings at the radio station.
So you wouldn't have anybody there named Bennington or Watley?
Negative.
Bickle? Auville?
No, nothing like that.
Lurch?
No. No.
Bishop?
Wow.
What about Flame?
Flame.
I'm surprised Flame isn't there.
Flame would, should be there.
If they're giving away soccer balls, he'd be there.
Jonathan, would there be anyone there with the
Have
name?
Have you heard that commercial with JP about soccer?
Jonathan, would there be anyone there with the name O'Reilly?
No.
How about Stern?
The CEO was unable to show up.
How about Howard Stern? Is he there?
No, he's not here.
Okay. May we please
speak? It's an Irish establishment. I don't know if they allow.
May we please speak to Michael Hughes?
Absolutely. One moment.
Anybody from Love Lines?
No, sir. One moment.
How about Pat Goss? How about Pat
right
Goss?
Goss, is he there?
Hello?
Hey, Michael.
Sure.
It's Don and Mike. Hi there.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We understand from Jonathan that there are no disc jockeys there.
I can confirm that at our winter ratings party, there are no disc jockeys here.
All right. Has anyone indicated to you that they are on their way?
Only you earlier this afternoon.
Well, I got news for you. Those plans have changed.
We can't make it.
Those plans have changed.
Please,
none of your, now, why don't you call the other disc jockeys and make them come? How come we're the only ones that have to come?
Because you're my favorite.
No. Oh. Really? Call our agent and prove that.
Michael, none of the announcers are there? No one from Synergix or IBM Business of Government or Larry Mack Diabetic?
Could you stop it with the
stop it, Rob.
Media Power, okay, Sal Mack.
Turning off the microphone
Saturday
now.
Saturday guys told me they'd come.
Did you know that on Sunday, from 10:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. we run a show called Colon Ease.
Well, it's about time.
Well, then it was colon blow.
Fish oil. Mm-hmm. You read that one, I guess.
I read for you.
So listen, Michael, very seriously. You know, we're all for station morale. We're
absolutely
all for one on the team, and everybody's on the team. But if the party's happening and none of our DJ brothers are there,
it is early.
It is early.
Well, the party's been going on for
13 minutes.
10 minutes.
Right. So Ron and Fez, whose show starts in 45 minutes, I can't imagine that they're on their way there. How about the Junkies?
No sign of the Junkies yet. I'm standing out front watching for their cars.
The party is roughly 11% over.
Actually, I'm waving down anything that looks close.
Okay, so if we show up tonight, it'll be terribly embarrassing because we'll be the only disc jockeys there.
I wouldn't call it embarrassing.
More embarrassing if we don't show up.
Mm-hmm. On the bright side.
Why would it be more embarrassing if we don't? Oh, for him?
No DJ.
For him, but not for us.
That's true.
Lots of parking, though.
I plan on stopping by.
Ample parking available.
Well, you know why I plan on stopping by.
Why?
The booze is free, right, Michael?
It is indeed.
All right. To a point.
Michael, what would you say is the highlight as we speak? What is the highlight of the winter WJFK ratings party? Michael?
Jonathan Westmoreland has some cigars. He hasn't offered them yet, but he has them.
Can we sign off early and go now?
One word.
Yes.
No, there are only four.
Only four.
What a suck party. God.
We're not there yet.
Are there any chicks there?
Yeah, there's some ladies here.
All right, very good.
Can you name them, please?
We've got Kathy, Megan, going to walk around the corner here, Anne, Meredith, Madonna, Michelle. It's all good.
It's all good.
Hey, that's
and
hip.
Julie and Chandel are on their way, I think.
I'm told, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres?
Heavy hors d'oeuvres are being prepared as we speak.
Very good.
That's good news.
Well, sounds to me like it's a great idea from station morale to have a ratings party that none of the disc jockeys are going up to.
We are going to sneak in some absinthe.
We are sneaking in absinthe?
Yes.
Who says?
Call.
I do.
You do? Do we have absinthe?
Plus, do we have some?
I don't know. Rob, do we have any in the building?
Do we have any in the back?
I believe we might.
Ah, very good. All right.
Okay. All right, I guess we'll come over and save the party.
Think how much you can charge for it, Michael.
It'll be fun. Get everybody nice and drunk before we get there.
I appreciate your participation.
Sure.
No problem.
Sure.
We're looking forward to it.
Okay.
I can tell.
No door prizes.
Listen, if we go to this party tonight, will you take the call from our agent tomorrow?
Yes, I will.
Is that a promise?
I promise.
Okay,
we're there.
Okay. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go.
I mean, like, he thinks that that's...
No, wait, we'll be on the phone with him this evening on the way over.
It's not a bit.
Yeah.
It's not a bit.
Right.
Just take the phone call from the guy.
That's it. We're there. It's going to rock.
This place, only this place would have a party where they're saying to the salespeople, you have to show up.
Right? Yeah, and then the air staff shows up.
No, of course not. Well, now, why would Ron and Fez be there? Their show starts in 45
minutes.
There's
no way they can make it over. Well, they might roll by real quick.
The Junkies got...
Wait a minute, I saw the Junkies producer.
Yeah, Chris.
Oh, he doesn't count.
Well, he'd be able to give us some insight.
But CK doesn't count.
Well, no, I mean, but he'd give us some insight as to whether anybody's showing up from the Junkies.
I bet you all the money in my pocket that the Junkies aren't going. I bet you all the money in Bart's college fund that there's no way Lurch goes.
Let's find out, see. Lurch. I seriously bet the money that Lurchy wouldn't go.
How many of the Junkies are going to this party?
Well, regretfully, none of them will be making it tonight.
Right. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
But I'll be there.
Like I said, you don't matter.
No.
I mean, you don't count. But you know, I meant that in a nice way, CK.
That's right.
Thank you.
Still feeling good about that fight that you're throwing out there? We're coming with the absinthe. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying.
You're trying what?
I'm trying.
I know you are. You're trying to make it fun.
I do. Seriously.
What, Mike?
I wish it was. I wish it was different. I really would. I do. It bums me out. It bums me out.
Don't be bummed out. It's always been like that around here.
I know. Not always.
Sure.
Early on, it wasn't.
Well, even back then, though.
Yeah.
It was never really.
It was never WAVA.
It was never Camelot, was it?
No, it was never Camelot.
It was never that hotel in Georgetown,
No, it was not.
It was never you and I running up the street drunk, being chased by that guy in his giant McDonald's French fry outfit.
It was never me getting hit in the jaw by Dennis Reese. The good old days.
It was never our program director on his knees.
Begging for something.
Begging the general manager.
Oh, look what Rob has.
For some Coke. He was. The program director was on his knees going, please.
Was he thirsty?
Please. Yes, he wanted some Coca-Cola. That's right. He wanted some Coca-Cola.
Right. Yeah, that's a shame.
All right, well, listen, we'll go to the party.
I agree. And then all the more reason.
Yes. What the hell? Right? Because, like they tell us all the time, we're important to this station.
Mm-hmm.
We're important to what happens at WJSK.
Absolutely.
That's right.
That's why we get our ass kissed so good around here.
That's why we have the best equipment. Is the party.
That kind of summarizes going on.
Yeah. How can you make it grind to a halt?
That's too good. So they're having the ratings party and nobody's showing up.
Oh, somebody's showing up.
We'll be there.
Yeah, that's right. I guess so. Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, you got the motorcycle thing tomorrow, too, you guys. Right. Again at 6:45 a.m.?
Yeah. Up at 5 today and tomorrow. Yeah, the next day, 5 a.m.
Yeah, me likey that. Hold on a second. Let me see. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, have you guys talked about the new website in Sacramento with the cow tipping game?
The what?
The cow tipping game.
Cow tipping game.
I thought this was something about somebody who was down at the restaurant where the party's at. I'm sorry. No.
Let me cow tipping there.
Yeah, we're going to have cow tipping. We're going to go out there.
Now, Buzz.
Oh, with real cows.
Absolutely.
You know, we're all thinking about calendar.
Yeah. Oh, I've forgotten.
Perhaps the wait staff there tonight.
That's right. What about...
15%.
Is this an important call? I thought...
Very important.
Is it really?
Yes.
That was Buzz sighing. More important than Buzz's
sir, your delivery. That's the problem.
Okay, what is it? I'll give you 10 seconds. Go.
YourCowTown.com. I just found it last night. Just playing a game.
Okay. That's your 10 seconds?
There you go.
That's how you chose to. Where's this call originating from?
Sacramento, Mike.
The lovely Sacramento.
Sacramento.
All right. Okay. Felt no need to explain the website?
No, I told you. There's a cat tipping game on it. I just wanted you to see the great product we're putting out in Sacramento.
Okay, my friend. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I want you to go to our site for special listeners, scatlover.com.
You'll enjoy it. I think you're on the cover.
Hello?
Party.
Hello, he's gone. Yeah, Rob, I wanted to invite him to the party. He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
nothing would be
one
better.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Nothing would be better than being at a party with a two-faced, slimy, lying bastard general manager, a bunch of salespeople who are borderline... ready to slip their wrist.
Absolutely jump off the building.
And one of our listeners from Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
Would like nothing better. Hold on a second.
Hello, guy.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, guy.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom. Hello, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hi, hi, Tommy. Hi.
Somebody wants to come.
I do. Where is it going to be at?
I think he's wanted that for a while.
Open your eyeballs and you can see that he's a little bit of a jerk.
Tom, you can't come to the party. I'm sorry.
Where's the party at?
The party is...
Well, by Applebee's. The time he'd get there...
It's at Applebee's.
It's at Applebee's, yeah. Buzz?
Yes.
Let's go to Buzz.
All right.
What's your lead story, Buzz? Tom, you can stay on the line for
yeah,
a moment.
Yeah, it's at Applebee's, the one on the right.
Will Paula Abdul get fired from American Idol? What do you think, Tom?
Yes.
Why?
Because she doesn't know how to sing.
Excellent, Tom. How do you spell Idol?
Idol, A-L-L-I-N-G.
Alling. Okay, thank you, Tom. Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
Take us to break.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was good, Tom.
Yeah?
Excellent.
Excellent.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
WJFK.
WJFK.
Traveling on the inner loop of the Beltway. Route 123 to I-270 and from 365 around to the Mormon Temple lanes open to College Park. Mother's Day is May 8th and your giant is here to make Mom's Day special. From rose bouquets to cards that express your appreciation and love, you'll find the perfect gift for the world's best mom at Giant. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show on WJFK.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
My first man-to-man talk with my father was about diamonds. For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Back home in South Africa, our dinner talk was often about diamonds. Father would bring home a box of diamonds and we'd sort them. Zed was the one who could judge color. Kenny had the eagle eye for clarity, and I could guess the carat weight. Dad was so proud of his boys, he had trained us well.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hit me a little CCR.
The home of hilarity.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, check out our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Time now for Buzz. News and comment. Buzz brought to us today by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Which sweet hitchhiker.
Yeah.
Just kick that. I wonder if Jack knows CCR.
Damn. But President Bush likes CCR and keeps him on his iPod.
You know, man.
What?
You play that song, and I'm thinking, my band, in its day, we should have played it, man, and we missed it.
Talking about crap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real crap.
You don't like that?
No, that would have been a good jam.
Oh. Okay.
Three chords, man.
Yeah.
It would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Dude.
I thought you guys have been up a long time today,
we
haven't
have.
You?
Yeah.
Getting a little crispy right now.
My microphone volume control, I just tried to turn it the wrong way.
Hey, now that's Buzz coming full circle from the very beginning of the show today.
Say what you will about Buzz, he performs well in the clutch.
There you go.
Will Paula Abdul be the
will
next
you
to
both
go home?
Please go to your neutral corners.
But you got to play Born to be Wild for us. Well,
absolutely.
Will Paula Abdul be the next to go home on American Idol?
No.
On one hand, she's the judge with a heart. Viewers like her kindness. On the other hand, her kindness apparently led to a rules violation and a cover-up.
Baby.
The accusation is that she personally coached a favorite male contestant and then tried to keep it hidden.
Abdul AB.
Their relationship is described as...
Oh, trust me.
Inappropriate. Oh, necessary.
From an early age.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
It's not cosmetic.
Yes, mid-teens at the very latest.
I'd say perhaps 8 or 9.
Of course you would.
Because she would be ridiculed like in Girl Scouts and stuff.
Yeah.
Because
you know that's what always happens, right?
Well, I mean, what would you think? You see a little girl, you go, wait, would you have a tail? My age.
And don't forget it's required of all Laker girls.
Yeah, oh, I bet it is. the lawyers, here's where we stand. And, Don, I believe you mentioned earlier, ABC has audio recordings, answering machine messages that Paula left to the contestant.
What?
The ABC.
The ABC.
According to Drudge,
yes.
They've got tapes of her, like, right. having phone sex with him.
Yeah, see, that would be described as inappropriate.
With the guy
for
from
a judge and a contestant.
2 years ago. But, you know, she's not like an Olympic judge, okay?
I think it's entertainment. It really is.
Yeah.
And still, the bottom line, how far did the guy get in the competition? Did he even get far enough? He didn't get far enough.
How far did he get with her? That's what I want to know. How far did he get with her, right?
The lawyers at Fox have told ABC it faces legal action if it airs these charges as planned tomorrow night. The lawyers at ABC say they've studied everything in their report, and they say the report is good to go.
Mm-hmm. This is the worst judging sex scandal since Wapner.
There was bleaching there, too.
You know, I'm thinking about Wapner bleaching.
And Doug Llewellyn. And Rusty Burrell.
Rusty the bailiff.
They don't make enough bleach.
If you find something wrong, you don't take matters into your own hands. You get them bleached.
That's right. Thank you, Doug. Is the U.S. becoming
Wasn't Ed Koch on that show then later?
He bleached so much his hair fell out.
Is the U.S. becoming a nation of fingerless chefs? In Wilmington, North Carolina.
Everything you're saying now is sounding naughty.
It's all funny. Uh-huh. In Wilmington, North Carolina, a man says he found a human finger in his pint of frozen chocolate custard.
Yeah.
It was already the finger already in his mouth when he realized this.
Perfectly preserved.
Excellent.
Quoting him, I thought it was candy because they put candy in ice cream to make it a treat.
There you are.
It's not another hoax. The owner of the custard shop says, yes, one of his employees did in fact lose a finger on the job. And while some employees were trying to help the man with the bleeding hand at the time of the accident, another employee, not hip to what was going on, scooping ice cream for the drive-thru.
Whoever sent that poison, how that is dead.
The only thing worse I can think of may be bathing in your own excrement.
Speaking of,
a couple in Medina, Ohio, say they now realize that's exactly what they've been doing. They just bought an old house, a fixer-upper. Apparently, the plumbing.
Boy, this house is a POF.
Exactly.
Tell me.
Plumbing okayed by a city inspector, apparently not okay. The septic tank was leaking into the well, so sewage was coming out of the shower head and the faucet where they brushed their teeth.
Yeah. That was fun.
This went on for 2 months before they discovered the septic tank problem.
Don't it make your brown eyes blue?
The couple is now blaming and maybe suing their local health department.
Is that in Ohio?
Yes.
Are they Browns fans?
I wouldn't call them fans. It's enough to make you drink, which you may soon be able to do all over Kansas on Sundays.
Yeah, about 20 minutes.
2 years ago, a court ruled that local governments within Kansas could ignore the state's long-standing prohibition of Sunday liquor sales.
I'll drink to that.
That is really about the most bass-ackwards rule in the world.
The old rule. Ever since Carrie Nation tore through Topeka, Kansas. Now the state's lawmakers are disproving the James Cavanaugh poem, How Can You Live in Kansas and Expect Anything to Change? They voted to lift the Sunday ban, except on Christmas and Easter, and to let grocery stores and convenience stores sell low-alcohol beer on Sundays.
Mere beer?
God, 3.2.
Come on.
3.2. It's what I grew up on. And now the governor...
That's why you can't ride a motorcycle. You never got the hard stuff when you were a kid.
In Southern California, 4 drivers have been killed by roadside snipers in recent weeks, and several others have been injured. There have been at least 7 highway shootings in Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside counties since early March. Police think it's a gang initiation thing. Go shoot a motorist. Word is, the initiation isn't complete until somebody dies. The suspects...
Why don't we send Ryan Seacrest out there?
Yeah. Oh,
just to check on it.
Cover it. Yeah.
With a big, giant bullseye on his jacket.
Seacrest out. The suspects, yeah. The suspects so far include a group of young men who are Hispanic with shaved heads. 10 of the 15 shooting victims are also Hispanic, along with 4 African-Americans and a Filipino.
All guilty, Buzz. All guilty.
Not the victims, of course.
All guilty, and they all took that runaway bride. Mm-hmm. I heard you say that they were Hispanic, they were
the
black.
Kidnappers. We've
guilty!
Found them. We have found them. In the past, most highway shootings in California were a symptom of road rage. Apparently not so lately.
And so is this guy like the Beltway?
This could be a dozen guys or more responsible for these shootings, trying to get their kill so they can be initiated into whatever gang they're trying to be part of.
Wow.
Okay. Unsafe at any speed was the 1998 Ford Expedition parked in the driveway of a family in Orange County, Florida.
Orange.
Isn't this the second story, that orange in
it? It is.
Yeah. You're like all orangey, Buzz.
Oranges, barges, who said? There ain't no rhyme for oranges.
The 98 Ford Expedition burst into flames while it was parked in the family's garage. The blaring horn of the blazing SUV got the family's attention.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Fire investigators say it was a switch on top of the master cylinder of the cruise control. There is no recall because of this. Not yet, anyway, but it's something the government has been investigating.
Ford.
Lincoln Navigators and F-150 pickups are also being investigated for this problem.
Fix and repair daily.
Keep buying them.
There was a nice one that went by outside when we were all outside a minute ago. A nice little Ford Bronco.
Really?
Yeah, it sounded like gravel coming through the transmission and glass.
Lord, Mr. Ford.
And from our When It's Your Time to Go department, in Lake Villa, Illinois, a 14-year-old boy crashed a car, but that's not exactly what killed him. What killed him was being ejected from the vehicle, hurled 50 feet into the air, and hitting some high-voltage power lines. He was electrocuted.
Oh boy.
It's like a cartoon.
He'd borrowed the car from a relative. It was late at night. Being a young driver, he lost control, and because he was driving without a seatbelt and with the sunroof open, he was literally shot through the roof and into the power line.
Well,
like that. We're a step closer to national...
What are you laughing at?
Exactly.
You have a picture of that?
Horrible tragedy.
Do you have a picture?
I've made some drawings.
Tom and Jerry.
We're a step closer to national ID cards. I'll tell you about that when we come back.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, Patriot Act. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take all my rights away.
Cuff me and then bleach me.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Raise the comedy alert level to orange, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And guys, it was orange again.
No, it's being done in the interest of homeland security, and it's expected to pass in just a few days. The proposal has each state forcing people to prove they're in this country legally, whether it's for a new license or even a renewal. State officials have resisted this. They say it will be expensive and slow down the DMV offices.
How can that be possible?
Wow.
They're going backwards already.
Yeah. Good luck. 11 states already knowingly have given driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Under the new law, the state has to prove it's confirmed your citizenship, your address, your social security number, and your photograph.
Also, on a related note, we are very soon going to get our swipe cards for added security around WJFK.
Thank goodness. We get the ID cards here, too.
Then the only thing between us and trouble is a thin plate of glass.
Bingo.
What could go wrong with this new ID card system? Ask Time Warner, which announced yesterday that information on 600,000 of its past and present employees has been lost. That includes employees of AOL and other companies. Time Warner, the world's biggest media company, says the information was lost by a contractor, a data storage company. The loss is so serious, the Secret Service is investigating. Time Warner says there's no personal information, really, just retirement and health benefit data dating back to 1986.
Hello, Time Warner. This is Norm Peterson.
The company says it'll notify the people affected and offer them free credit monitoring for a year. So there's that.
You better get that information back, Buster.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
That's me.
And finally, news about Germans. The nurse who was in Hitler's bunker when he committed suicide is finally talking about that for the very first time.
Finally.
Hello.
There she is. Many have tried to portray Hitler's final hours. 93-year-old Erna Flagel says it's a secret she could not take to her grave. She says Hitler was extremely paranoid at the end.
I see fish.
So much so, he didn't even trust that his cyanide capsules would work. They did.
They did.
And the hot new comedy in Germany makes fun of being Jewish in Germany.
Oh, boy.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Oh, dear. This taboo-breaking movie is the favorite at this year's German Film Awards. Quoting the director, I had my doubts about whether Germans would go to a Jewish comedy. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
We gotta fly. Gotta go to that ratings party.
Yeah.
Don and Mike website.com, official site of the show. Radio Bunnies Rod and Fez. I guess we'll have to toast in their honor tonight.
Yes. Yeah, we will.
Along with the Junkies, absolutely. Along with Howard and Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, we'll do that. We're troopers. That's what we do.
Starship troopers. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Please stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. I like to call it Carruthers and Company.
He's terrific, and he's got a wonderful ensemble cast.
Oh, Joan Bryan tonight and his guest, the very angry Ron Bennington, the very angry Fez Watson.
They're terrific. They are great. And they help him out.
Oh, Mike, really, the show's all Bryan. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
Take the phones off. Do not disturb.
Oh, right. Hi, Carrie.
Throttle down.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.